Blog Talk Radio.
1, 2, 3, L-O-V-E.
It's like whatever I do, just can't get through to you. I'm never gonna tell you nothing wrong.
Another exclusive joint by Erhan and Marcus.
You holding it down on Angry Bastard Radio, the station that lets you speak your mind. Make sure you hit us up. That on our special 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. extravaganza. Now it's like you know, I guess you could say the main question is, how do you get over someone that you are deeply in love with, but they do not love you? Or the love was never there, or you don't know what's going on. Or maybe your relationship ended off weird. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. We'll have, you got any questions about that, any relationship problems you're going through, any advice you need from a male or female point of view, let me know. I'm a Virgo. I'm half woman anyway. So with that being said and done, you know what? Oh, I'm going to kill this fucking cat. I'm going to kill it. Fucking with shit, man. Badass out there. Damn. Anyway, I want to start off by saying light up. Light up. I believe sometime later on in the line, it's going to be a light up fest, dog. Like, you know, we're going to have legal marijuana everywhere. I'm pretty sure about it. Like I said, it's 914-338-1782. Taking signs of the case of request until 9:30 p.m. This is the former YC's funniest, angry, mad, roastful, smooth, angry bastards 5 days a week, where we will be filling you in with all the latest gossip, drama, sex secrets, new music, prank calls, mama jokes, as well as letting you folks have the chance to air someone out or put them on blast on our very own famous roast. If you like Stone Buckwild Show being Anthony, as well as Howard Stern Show, then you will be in love with this one true story. especially when we're fully stacked. But, light up. Playing games, light up. Let me, damn, did I? Please tell me I downloaded that shit. Please tell me I downloaded that shit. Please tell me I downloaded that. Please tell me I downloaded that. you know, ladies, you got any questions? You know, you need some answers from a good standpoint, a nice little point of view, an area where I will touch everywhere, you know? Pause. Like, in other words, I won't be, oh my gosh, so I'm going to give you a half-ass answer. I'm going to keep it real. And fellas, I don't mean hate. It may seem like hate, but it's not hate. In all actuality. That beat is hot, ain't it? Makes you want to feel like just kicking a fucking beat. Yeah, if Lil Wayne can do it, right, I can do it, right? If Dipset Camrod can do it, I can do it, right? GQ, what you gonna do? Step in the room. Boom, boom. Pow. Fukaluka Boyka. Yeah, I want a doink car. Oh, yeah. He said doink. Doink, doink, ding, ding, ping, ping, wing, wing. I mean, ring, ring. On your mom's celly. On your mom's celly. That's when I be helly. Hello, hello. Woo, woo. No, I'm not Bird Gang. Not a blood, not a crook. But if you step over my fucking motherfucking fortress, I'll break your fucking lips. Leave your face busted. Oh God, this motherfucker's not to be trusted. Flame boiling with a Whopper and cheese. Smack this nigga for his Whopper and cheese. Smack this nigga for his Whopper and cheese. To put the brains in your back. When they put the gas to your bow, make your teeth like chewy like cheese. Oh, shit, yo! That nigga, she. Okay, my name is the Fifth of Cup. My name is Fifth of Cup, motherfucker. Anyway, I was all beaten shit. And the shit is that. That shit was nervous. That shit was novice. Novice. Oh, man, I'll be acting like a fucking fool. It is what it is, though, right? Right? All right, I didn't hear this track yet. This is December New Music, Lil Wayne and Cassidy. It's called something, well, it's called Money, or Money Love, or some shit like that. I haven't heard this shit, but you know, normally when I put shit on, it's hot. So hopefully this lives up to that replica. Being the fact that you got Cassidy and Lil Weezy. Fuck, you paid me. Niggas die, fuck them, pay me. Thank me for the days I do. Fuck that. Nigga got a long tin like DJ Crew. Who, me? No, you. You're a fool. Fuck out of here, nigga.
White Owl, drop that. Drop that.
Money in the bank, money in my socks roll, money green Range Rover, I'm rolling with top dogs, money behind the Rembrandt, on the top floor, so if rap don't work, I got money to cop raw, hundreds for brains, don't apologize, how we rolling, hydraulics funded by the doctor, the dollars in my wallet, got bitches hollering, so I pop my collar and tell her to breathe easy, mommy come up for oxygen, when you count your Benjamins, you witness all kind of shit, throwing bullets, defending that green, like Donovan, yeah, the bone crusher, the chrome toucher, you can't get him off your ass, cocksucker, the phone buster. Put bank on your head, my dough long like Russell, Ivan, Leo, and L.A. Reed. Blow green like L.A. trees. And I got a big enough buzz to sell in New York like Pelé jeans.
Jeez.
Okay, that wasn't supposed to be that truck, that track, but, wow. Anyway, you're back. It's your boy GQ holding it down on Angry Bastard Radio Station. That you speak your motherfucking mind. And that's your problem. That's your business. If you want to speak your motherfucking mind, why can't you speak your motherfucking mind? Maybe you just want to speak your mother. Maybe you just want to speak your motherfucking. I don't know. Maybe it's fucking. But if you want to speak your motherfucking mind, then you know, by all rights, you have the option to do that. We may not be listening, but you have the option to do that. We may not give a fuck, but you have the option to do that. But right now, I'm going to get into the Christmas spirit. This is Jim Jones, Silent Nights. Oh, God. Keep it locked. What the fuck is this guy going to say?
Like Christmas didn't change. Like tell Christmas me about it. It's no more Christmas feeling. Nope. I remember when mommy would let me open a gift at 12 o'clock. It's finna be the coldest winter ever. Enough. If we don't get it together. Nothing to do with the climate or the brick ass weather. Recession is here and the gifts cost
what
cheddar.
We gonna
yeah.
do?
What we gonna do to make it? Some of us choose to take
gotta
it.
Gotta get it.
Fuck. That's the risk to get your kids those wrapped up gifts. And
hustle.
We dreaming of a white Christmas. Serving the fiends through the night shift,
watch
bitch.
The squally.
No jobs. Laying off, money in the streets, only thing paying off. So
right
big
now.
Coat, scully and gloves, trying
drop
to keep
that.
On with the heavy and buzz. We ain't singing jingle bells, one to zero below, and we out here slinging trills.
Trying to get it,
these are my style of night.
Yeah,
screams in the shots, sirens in the blocks.
What else?
Hope I don't die tonight. Trying to get a little butt with the beans on the block.
Jim,
better not shout, better not pout. Try to stay wet in the midst of the drought. Price is high, shit ain't coming down.
Nope.
My niggas upstate tell me ship it on down.
He has another Jim Jones.
He got a year renegade, my nigga.
He's written Nell and Mel Matrix. Still a Christmas
just
that rap song. You love Angry Bastard Radio.
Yeah, nigga. It's Bird Game. We still mobbing. Y'all niggas put y'all 3D glasses on, cause we coming, cocksucker. Copper don't let the goons loose. And guess who he got leading the platoon? DJ.
Wide out. Wide out.
Get dropped off, then another one.
rushing. It ain't the money that I'm loving, it's the hunt. And the quest before death to cap everything you want.
Call back, man.
Yeah, auto mechanic.
Yeah.
You're looking for a job.
Huh?
I'm looking for a job.
Okay. You have experience?
Yeah, 7 years.
7 years?
Yeah. I work on race cars.
You have inspection license?
I work on race cars.
Okay. You have inspection license?
Special what?
Inspection license. You are inspection?
Oh, inspection. Sure.
Oh,
I know that shit.
All that
guy.
Shit, tough guy.
You can talk to my boss.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Yeah.
Put your boss on, I'll talk to him.
Seven years experience.
Put your boss on, I'll talk to him.
Uh-huh. Fuck face.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'll help
you. Call it about the job.
Call it about the job.
Call it about the job. Are you applying for a job?
That's right, tough guy.
That's right,
yeah.
Shizzle
yeah.
chest.
I work on race cars.
Excuse me?
I worked on race cars for 18 years.
18 years, you fag.
Cars?
Yes.
You have New York State inspection license?
Yes, I do.
Fuck right. face.
Where are you working now?
Well, right now, I just had to leave an old job because the difference is with my fucking boss.
Huh?
I had problems with my boss.
You got troubles with your boss?
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, I tell you what, you can come down and see me tomorrow.
Yeah, huh? Should I bring my fucking tools?
Excuse me?
Should I bring my toolbox?
Should I bring my tools, you tool bag?
I'll call you tomorrow.
Call you when?
You fathead bastard.
Call you when?
You
big high
face.
I don't think you can talk like that. You don't have to call me and talk to me like that.
All right, Lynn, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll come down with my tools tomorrow and I start work tomorrow.
You gonna come down and start work tomorrow?
Yes or
yes
no?
Yes or no?
Oh, wait a minute. I gotta hire you first.
Yeah, I'm the best.
Well, I'm the best.
You're the best?
That's right.
I'll work circles around you.
I'm serious.
I know.
I'll work circles around you. I'll wrap your fucking head in with a ratchet.
Huh?
You know, no,
I don't have anybody down there that works like me.
Oh, yeah?
That's right.
Okay.
Okay?
All
so
right.
I'll see you tomorrow with my tools, fuckface.
Fuckface! Fucko! Uh-huh. Fucking moron! You're an animal. You're an animal. That's how white people would say, like, when they want to talk about black people, they stress, like, as if they're yelling, like, you're an animal. Oh, man.
What is
yeah.
it?
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, Susie Q in the building.
What the hell was that I was just listening to?
Not for me. SD in the building.
Hello, I'm talking.
Oh, yeah, we hear you. Go ahead.
I said, what the heck was that shit I was just listening to?
No. What's... Oh, no, that was Turkey Boys.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And Jerky Boys is what they do is they do prank calls. And they prank call somebody.
So that white person or whoever that was on the line was a prank?
Yeah.
And who were they pranking?
I think it was pranking an auto mechanic guy.
The one that was saying that they bring their tools and all of this mess was the prankster or the prank Steve?
The prank... It was the prank Steve. Oh, man. It was the prank Steve.
All right. So what, why I'm calling this number? I don't hear nothing going on.
Well, SD's in the background. I think he's touching himself.
Who's SD?
No, I'm actually touching your mom.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I walked right into that one like his mom walked out of my closet door. Oh, nobody wants to laugh at that one. Okay, I guess that joke was corny. I take it that joke was corny. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Where's E?
I don't know. I think he's somewhere looking for some new teeth. Oh, you ain't right. You ain't right. You ain't right.
What y'all talking about? What's not right?
I was talking about the new teeth on his comb. You laughing at something else.
Yeah, I sure was.
Yeah.
The teeth on his comb.
Nah, yeah, I was talking about the teeth. I ain't playing.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, call that young man.
What was that ring?
Is that shit? I'm about to blow it up. Is that your daughter?
Me?
Yeah.
My daughter's 7 years old. No, that's not my daughter. She's in the room.
So I thought you said you had three girls and two boys.
Kids?
Yeah, and just newborns.
Do you know who you're talking to right now?
Yeah, this is Susie Q.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I told you about that, all right? Feed your babies, and then get on here, okay?
Oh, I got you. Let me pull out my left boob right now.
Oh, get rounded.
Stupid. Where's the topic? I don't hear nobody talking.
Wow.
Come on, God.
Hold on, people.
Oh, that nigga broke his shit.
I am legend, Transformer.
Where is this?
Why?
Okay. I can't see up there.
See now, what kind of ghetto stuff is that? I'm the host, and I'm putting the show on hold.
I have to write it on.
What kind of stuff is that?
Oh, I need that nail to put on my wreath.
Hey, I use it to write notes and stuff.
But I needed to put up my wreath. I was looking for a nail.
Look at her. Her daughter runs her.
Can we get on topic?
Yeah. All right. Today's actual topic
I
is
love
.
Your ass back, like you know, Raheem story.
Yeah, oh, Lord. Yeah. Oh, by the way, the name is GQ, just in case. But, yo.
Who is this lady? Who is this female?
He said, who is this lady?
Who is this female? Who is that?
Yeah, that's Susie. Remember last time you had your little confrontation?
Mm-hmm. Hello there.
Who's dirty?
And then she called you little man or something like that?
I don't remember what you're talking about.
Congratulations.
What did you say?
So congratulations.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Oh, man.
Can I say something funny?
Yeah, you said something hilarious. They call you on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, this is Mike. I'm calling from Peekskill, New York.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah, what's up? I'm just really fucking pissed at my niece.
At you who?
At my niece.
At your niece?
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
Whose ploy was this?
Wait, who's what? Homo?
No, he didn't say that. No, go. Wait, don't. Just answer the question. Why did you say you're what? Why are you angry at your niece? Damn, SD, why'd you even question him? I want to see what he's going to say first.
Whose ploy was that? What he said about homo?
Yeah, so he said about homo. He just, y'all call me a homo and just left.
I didn't call him a homo.
Yes, you did.
I said, whose ploy was this? Like, somebody set this up or something.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the same guy that called last time, and you was on the phone. But he called up and was crying. He was like, yeah, I'm mad at my family. I said, oh, yeah, why is that? He said, because I just told him that I was gay. And
Was I talking shit about him? Nah, right? I wasn't talking shit about son.
Yeah, he's the same homosexual that calls up. Hey, dog, call back up. I want to know why you're mad at your knees.
No, I'm not with that. This ain't the homosexual. Hold on. This is not the homosexual hour or the homosexual show. So, with that being said, don't call back.
This is not the homo hour or the homo show.
This is not the homo show. Not the homosexual show. Other than that, I play the back fence role of my L. Other than that, none of that homo shit.
Mm-mm.
I don't discriminate. I don't care about that gay homo shit, but not in my ear. not in my ear. So y'all can save that shit, man. Y'all can save that shit for another show. Another day.
Yo, he is tight about that.
Another day, I'm not there. Or whatever, God, but not while I'm on duty, fam. Nigga say he mad at his kneecaps. Why? Because they got raw, you faggot? Come on. I even go there.
Oh, man.
Nigga said I'm mad at my kneecaps because they got raw from being on my knees all day. Lord knows what he's been doing on his knees. Oh, man. Jesus Christ.
He's been on his knees building sandcastles out of wood.
What the fuck is going on now here? This is not
he's a fucking carpenter. A gay
shit.
Carpenter.
That ain't not homosexual, so.
Yeah, hey, Susie Q.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, what do you do when you are in love with somebody who obviously isn't as in love in with you?
I know where this came from. I just got an idea where this came from.
It's not me, dog. The show's not about me today. Exactly.
That's why I said that when I came on.
Said what?
I said because of Raheem's drama. Or GQ, my bad.
Oh! Damn. They don't know how to spell it, so that's all that matters. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know. That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. I mean, I've never. I don't think I've been through that.
That's tough, like wearing a pair of gauchos and walking over a hot coal. Tough.
Yeah,
that shit is
tough.
Town, yeah, that's all rappers do nowadays, man. They have a metaphor. All you need is metaphors. That's not it. You know the most. If you know metaphors and how to put them in sentences and all, you're the man. That's it. It'd be the non-possible thing that a man can do. You know what I mean? I'll fly over your crib like a jet. What? You're not flying over.
You off balance like a fag trying to stand in stilettos, man.
Yeah, something like that, but that was hot, though.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
Straight up. Stand out like a white man in the ghetto, man.
Yeah. Oh, that was hot. Yo, sign him. What did he say? All he said was a white man was standing in the ghetto. Mm-hmm. No, the way he came, like the delivery, man. It's all about the delivery. Shut up.
All about the delivery. Okay. Finally got out your clothes, huh? I'm not even gonna start one.
Wait, he's talking to me?
Yeah, he's talking to you.
What he said? I finally got out my clothes.
Yeah, because that old sigh you just did.
Oh, I didn't even know it was
Oh yeah, that was noticeable. I didn't say anything. He did. I wasn't going to say anything.
I'm on point like a thorn out here.
You're on point with a what? Like a what?
Like a thorn out here, man.
Yeah. Take the metaphors and you got it. I mean, you know some metaphors and some gibberish? Oh, you're the man. You're the man. Like some shit like, I peel your skin like an orange. Orange, sorry, ha ha, Dipset. What is that? No homo. Get out of here. Kick you in your spleen. Kick your mama her cackets. Her cockets. And it's real, you know it's true. And you see them some lame ass niggas in the club bopping it. No, that was hot. What did he just say? He said jubu jubu dibi dabba living dibi haba. That don't make no sense though. But it's a deliverance, you know. Lames. Got a lot of animosity, don't I?
Why?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
I think I have a thing for Egyptians, but I haven't found the right one yet. So I think that's what it is. Like I haven't bumped into an Egyptian. Only bumped into one, and she was the love of my life, but she didn't see it. So.
Oh, so anyway, like, back to the love of your life and all.
Back to that. So anyway,
You really not planning on having no kids with nobody else but this one particular girl?
I told you that shit was about him. I know it was about him.
You know what?
It wasn't about me, but I made a comment about it because this is a chick.
Let me tell you
what he says. Well, hold on. Let me shout the girl out first. Her name is Sally Jesse. And I thought it was a joke. I still think it's a fucking joke. But said it's Sally Jesse. And she wanted advice on. She says she's in love with the man that her first, it was her first version. I guess she was a virgin or whatever, but said her first ever love, ever everything. And she didn't realize what she had later on in the relationship until he was gone.
Of course.
So, yeah, it always ends like that. So she wanted to know what should she do. Since it was her fault, should she just let go, or
let go, shorty, let go. You let go. You are trapped. It is not going to work anymore. You understand it, shorty? The nigga, listen, I can only call a spade, dog. You might as well just move on. You'll find the next love of your life somewhere else. And maybe the next 200 other loves of your life when you get further down the line. Like,
but how you going to say that? How you going to say that?
Because it's real talk. Because it's real talk.
But how you going to say that it's over when you don't even know the reason that they broke up?
It doesn't even matter why they broke up. They're not together.
Nah, that's not true. Because she could probably get them back depending on the situation.
What? Depending on what? Depending on what?
It depends on the seriousness of how they broke up or what she did or what happened.
You don't want her back because the nigga want back when left in the first place, man.
That's not true.
Why isn't
it? Maybe he's hurt. Maybe he's hurt. Maybe she fucked up.
Exactly. She fucked up. So why would a nigga want to go back to some shit like that? Exactly.
Yeah, maybe.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Like I was saying before I was interrupted. You don't need to.
No.
Not like that. No, I don't mean it like that, shorty. I don't mean it like that, shorty. I was just saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you already know how GQ is. I'm instigating. I got to instigate and laugh.
I mean, you ain't going to throw no Duracell around here and thinking that it's going to charge up anybody's battery.
Throw the Duracell.
It's not going to charge up anybody's battery. Like I was saying, niggas don't need that shit. Don't need that shit. Because if you did, y'all wouldn't have left each other in the first fucking place.
People get back all the time.
Yeah, people do get back all the time. But what
not
are they
saying that
what
it's
going to
be the same.
What do they come back to? The same bullshit.
Well, not necessarily, because some people do change.
And some people realize what they had, like the girl saying she did, and maybe now she won't take things for granted, and things will be a lot better.
You have
good luck with that. I ain't hating, I ain't knocking you. Good luck with that, but usually when I try to go to tennis, the same bullshit.
Yeah, I guess I am. Well,
people like to deal with bullshit, so, you know, it is what it is.
Yep.
Yeah, I was always the one that told myself that. Oh, it's in the other remote control. It's in the other remote control. Yeah. It was marijuana. I'm not doing marijuana. Wow, I'm 28 years old. What are you serious? Everybody, she lives with me, okay?
Nobody live with nobody. I wouldn't let him live with me. Uh-huh. Hey.
Let's go, mama. Let's go, mama. Let's go, mama.
Oh, man.
Mama ain't playing that shit, nigga. You better freeze that. Trying to look like you big man on campus. Mama ain't hearing that. She ain't hearing that, nigga. She'll shut that down immediately.
Immediately. All I know is that this weekend it's gonna be a wrap. That's all I gotta say.
Oh, work.
Yep.
With Bobby.
No, I said this weekend's gonna be a wrap in AC.
Oh, I thought you said it's gonna be a wrap. You know it's gonna be a wrap.
Oh no. Because
meet this this SE on the phone.
Ooh, calling you out, kid.
Who's calling who out?
I ain't nobody calling nobody out. All I said was, am I gonna meet the SE that's on the phone?
Told motherfucking Abbott today. I was like, I can't
listen. I can't even understand what she's saying.
Is she in or she said, are you going this weekend? If so, she's gonna meet up with you.
Mm-hmm. Wait a second. Why you can't hear what I'm saying? Do I sound blurry?
Yeah, you did.
Nah, you sound right to me.
Now you don't sound like that. Now, what was you saying?
I said you planning on going to this spot on Saturday.
I don't know. I doubt it. Not really that kind of dude, you know? That club shit ain't really for me. They just had to drag me to fucking go with them last time.
Yeah.
Niggas dragged me to go with them last time. I'm like, I ain't with that shit. It's like, come on, God. I'm like, all right, I got y'all, nigga.
Hey, nigga, you need to go this time, man. I'm there, nigga.
Come on,
last year, I should have been there last year.
Did you just hear what this guy just said?
What?
He's gonna ask where? He's gonna ask what? What did he just say? All right.
Oh, I'm there, man. I'm there. I wasn't there last year, but I'm there this year.
All right. And,
I already took off Sunday. I'm there.
That doesn't make any difference. That doesn't make any difference. Like, you saying like it makes a difference, nigga.
Oh.
You know how niggas is with you now, nigga. You know how niggas is with you. Niggas is gonna move whether you move with us or not. So.
Oh, well, then we did. It was good. And that was cute. You see how Susie cute?
Yeah, I hear it. Like, it's a weak ploy. Those ploys don't even bother me.
And the thing about it, as soon as she said it, I felt like punkish inside of me. Like, well, wait a minute. Is he really said it?
I don't know why. You let that shit get to you, son.
Word, nigga. You ready to die, nigga?
Yeah, I don't know. You ready to die?
Ready to die?
Straight up. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that shit is, come on, Molly, that shit is mad old school. The batteries are no longer active.
Come on, Ma.
Anyway, what you going? You going? I should go. Just to see what you look like. Just so
come
you
on, Ma.
Just so you can see what I look like. Just so you can know that this is the nigga that you be
popping?
Arguing with. Just so
the
you
one
can... What?
The one that's the least popping on the phone.
Okay. All right, no doubt. When I get in the spot, I'm in the spot, she won't be saying that. I bet you when I'm in the spot, she won't say that. She'll be like, yo, who's that? She'll be like, who that? That's this.
Oh, yeah?
Arguing with. So that's the nigga you be arguing with. So like, you ask the nigga you be arguing with. I'm like, okay, he's kind of cute. He got a little fresh mouth on him. Got a little fresh mouth on him, but he's cute. Yeah, all right. He's a stand-up guy.
He's a stand-up guy.
Wait. What's the height? What's the height going on over there?
Height as long as it's taller than you, I don't give a damn.
Nah, see, that's not popping. That's
what are you?
Shorty.
I'm sure? All right. Are you 6 feet? Are you six? Are you taller than 6 feet?
No.
Are you taller than 5 feet?
Yeah.
Are you taller than 5'5"?
I'm 5'5".
All right, you're a shorty than me. Like I was saying before.
Raheem, is he as tall as you?
I don't know any Raheems in here.
Oh,
I mean, I think he hung up already.
Oh, all right.
The only hey, people want to hear is... Yeah, what up?
Is he taller than... Is he, like, your height?
I don't judge other men's height. Like, damn.
So
I don't ever just walk up to a nigga and be like, yo, I'm taller than him.
Right. You're right. You don't realize, you don't pay attention to how tall he is.
I put it to you like this. I'm not shorter than that, nigga. Put it like that.
All right. I don't got nothing else to say. I know.
Oh, why? Susie Q, you like tall niggas?
No. Obviously, she do.
Yeah, all day. But it ain't about me though.
Go ahead, get yourself in trouble.
Why am I gonna get myself in trouble? I'm good.
All right, it's not about being tall. What is it then? It's not about being tall. What is it then?
I mean, height plays a big part in it.
Oh, so that's not about my height. It's about my performance.
No.
What is it?
You talking about?
Then what is it then?
There's a lot of qualifications, not only height.
All right, what else? Weight? I'm not fat. I'm only 175, 180, fat tops.
So wait a minute. You Raheem's, you GQ's height, and you 180?
About there. Yeah, about 180. I'm not the biggest guy in the world, but not the smallest neither.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, anything else? Did I miss anything else? Low Caesar, black, brown skin, handsome men, you know? Anything else? Shall I keep going?
Yellow teeth? Oh, I guess that means you got yellow teeth.
Hold on, what did I miss? Did I miss a joke because I was just talking to somebody? Did I miss a joke?
No, the reason why, what happened was, she asked you a question, and I thought you was listening. And you got quiet for the question.
Nah, what's the question? I ain't catch that.
She asked if you had yellow teeth.
Yeah, my teeth are yellow. I can stop traffic. I can butter a whole loaf of bread. I've heard it.
A whole loaf.
Yeah,
that ain't just a slice, a piece, a smidge. He did a whole
loaf. Yeah, like I've heard it all before. Like,
oh, man.
So I blow the whistle.
That little ass whistle, nigga.
Right.
Sounds like your mom's headboard being slammed up against the wall.
You made hot cocoa. No,
no hot cocoa or no hot soup for you.
You see how much chocolate you put in it.
You just gave me this fucking rundown. You know what? I'm not even. I don't want the rundown.
Oh, the rundown on Shorty Wop.
Yeah.
Shorty Bop.
If I decide to step out, then I'll know what it is. It's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that it is what it is.
And then your ass gonna be open.
For what? Why?
I mean, I'm just saying. That's it.
You're just talking out your ass. Close your butt cheeks.
Nah, I don't do that. That's whack.
I'm pretty sure
you
understand. You're saying I'm going to be like, oh, my
that
God.
That was
whack.
I don't need to talk out my ass. I don't got shit to say. I don't talk out my ass.
Oh, she sounds like she's getting a little upset there.
I'm not getting upset at all. Everything I say is legit.
All right, yeah. I'm going to be head over here to you. Then why is this man GQ singing for you?
Then why is what? Come again?
I'm going to be head over heels, right. Like I said, I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to be head over heels, right.
That's what you said?
Yeah, okay.
Huh, all right.
I'm going to be in amazement and awe when I see you. You're right.
He's in amazement and awe.
Right. You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's cool. Now, can we get back to the topic? That's the reason I pulled into this show.
I mean, you was the one who took it off. No, let me shut up.
Nah, actually, I didn't.
Okay, all right. You're right.
All right.
All right.
What'd you say?
I don't know. She needed to chill that slick shit out, man. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's going to happen?
You already know what the fucking cable was. So let's not even act like we don't know what's going on here.
Know what?
What? All right, now you want to play dumb. All right, continue. Go ahead, GQ.
Negro, please. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's the problem.
Maybe you need to elaborate.
I don't need to elaborate anything. You need to get with it. That's what you need.
Get with it? I need to get with it, or?
Get with it.
That's what you're going to be saying on Saturday.
I'm like, yo, I'm going to get with her. Come on, man. I'm going to be focused on all the scattered ass. Why don't focus on one shorty for? Anyway.
He's so corny.
Yeah, I'll be corny. I'm glad you think I'm corny, shorty. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Okay.
Anyway, back all to right.
Back
what
to the topic,
saying.
Please.
What you were saying, bro?
Because, Yeah.
Yeah, now she's going to bring extra sexy clothes.
I mean,
nah, not even. Not
thing.
Even.
I really don't care, man. I really don't care. I've seen a pretty woman before. I've seen a
that's
fat
okay.
ass before. I've seen big
that's
titties
good.
Before.
That's good.
All that before,
but
though.
You never seen me before. I don't get that shit.
I mean, what are you, what makes you so different than any other chick in the fucking world? But you know tricks? Do you know fucking tricks? Do you know tricks? Do you know
why
how to catch
why,
a...
What I want to know is why you getting all excited for it, though.
Not getting excited because
you
making it seem like... You making it seem like you motherfucking Halle Berry or Beyonce knows one of these bitches.
Yeah, you getting real excited.
The way you talking.
Your temperature is rising, boy.
I mean, the way you talking,
it's
I mean, always talk like this. Always talk. This is my high voice. You must not know me. This is my high voice. I pull my high voice off.
Oh, shit, I'm glad I got you excited. That's
I mean, it's not excited. I'm glad you think it's excited.
Time,
I'm glad you think it's excited. I'm just glad you think it's that way.
GQ, no, this ain't going to be the first time. You're going to get excited every time you see me, too.
Oh, word. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's, okay. I be talking about.
Mm-hmm. What should we be talking about?
Exactly
I didn't hear that
conversation.
About. I mean,
you want to let me in? The conversation wasn't for you, actually.
Oh, okay,
you know
but you're bringing up a portion of it, though. You're saying, you know.
You're
bringing
it up
right now.
I'm bringing it up because
that's what I want to do.
That's what I want to do. So that's what I'm going to do.
This is exactly what I'll be talking about.
Sure,
so,
like,
I mean, you know, let the audience know what you're talking about.
Like, you sound like a joke nigga's been told already before. Come on, bro.
I sound like a joke what?
You sound like a joke that's been told too many times.
Oh, well, that's what's up.
Yeah, it is what's up.
Yeah, I know.
Like I was saying before.
Continue. I've still been waiting for what you were saying before for
the
past minute.
Like I was saying.
Right. Go ahead, say it.
Before this girl came out of her mouth, like I said, I've seen fat asses, I've seen big titties, I've seen cute faces. So it's really, really not nothing. Like, it's really not nothing. Feel me? Just because one nigga beats for you doesn't mean anybody's gonna do
GQ,
that.
GQ, I like how he say he see it. It walk right by his ass. He see it.
Man, that's cool. It can walk by me. That's cool. It can walk
no.
by me.
It can walk by me all day.
Yeah, dog. Because I'm not the type that fiends for shit like that. So you go ahead with your, feel me?
Okay, all right. I got you.
Okay, got you, player.
Just because
one nigga fiends for it doesn't mean everybody will. You understand?
Oh, you mean just about every, well, nah, never mind. Let me not even go there.
I mean, you already went there, so you might as well.
I'm good.
All right, congratulations.
I don't want to excite you anymore. I'm good.
I'm not even excited. You can't get me excited only unless you're bringing me to climax.
Okay.
So if you're making me come. If you're making me nuts, you can get me excited.
Okay.
Other than that, you know, congratulations if you look good and, you know, got, you know, big titties and all that other crazy shit you got going on for yourself.
Yo, SD, you might be in trouble because, I don't think he likes you talking to his woman like that.
Oh, so now niggas is handcuffing now. All right, so okay.
Oh, hell no. What you said, nigga?
I said niggas is handcuffing. Okay.
No, not you. I was talking about GQ over there.
I said that he better watch out because I don't think L.E. likes, you know, people talking to his woman like that.
L.E.? His name is L.E.?
Show up. She don't even know the nigga name.
Nah, L.E.
Look, he's clowning. Like, he's Alex Thomas in the cut. Like, come on,
First of all.
You handcuffing? That's only one question I got to ask you. You handcuffing?
Oh, you on the phone all this time?
Are you handcuffing?
I'm dumb.
That's what's up, yo. I was asking about you earlier, and your ass was on the phone all the time?
Nah,
let me tell you something.
First, nah, he just got on.
I don't appreciate the way you're talking about my girl.
All right, you're handcuffing. Enough to be said.
Second of all.
Enough said, dog. You're handcuffing. I'll move on to the next subject then.
We could meet up and do this like real G's. You know what
I mean, we can meet up and do this like G's. You're absolutely right, dog.
This is like real G's.
You're absolutely right, dog. We can meet up and do this like G's.
I don't appreciate the way you're treating my girl, B.
So what's up? What are you trying to say? You want to see me in between the yellow lines? What's poppin'?
Yo, want to see you in between the yellow lines. That's what I'm saying.
All right, no doubt. We'll keep that in mind.
You are approaching the maximum allowed time for recording a message.
Oh, shit.
If you wish to record further, please choose the append option from...
I forgot I was on L.E.'s answer machine.
Oh boy, you got a show and a half on your motherfucking shit, nigga.
Wow.
But anyway, you know, I understand, God. I understand.
I'm handcuffed, man.
All right, then that it is what it is. You ain't gonna hear any more from me.
Hey, look at me. I'm handcuffed and chick I ain't never met.
How you doing? Yeah, especially. He doesn't have any room to say anything. He doesn't have any room to say anything about anybody.
I mess with a cripple, a chick I ain't never seen, a Cuban terrorist, you know.
A Cuban terrorist? Oh, hell no. Wait a minute.
One big arm, one small arm.
What?
One big foot, one small foot.
A Jamaican Haitian. Dirty Jamaican Haitian.
Bam.
And a white girl with ashy ankles.
Yo, Susie.
Yeah, what's up?
What to do, man? What to do, player?
I don't know. I'm chilling over here.
All right. What's good? Be hanging out this weekend or what?
What happened? Yeah, I'm coming.
Are you coming for real?
I'm coming.
Do you want to come?
I could take care of that myself, though.
You take care of it yourself. What is your man for? You know what?
I don't know. Sometimes I don't know.
I can show you how to do it.
I am just so kidding.
I can show you how to do a lot of things, you know.
A-O-A-O-L-E.
Uh-huh.
Don't your girl be tuning into this radio station?
No, she doesn't. Not at all.
I see. Okay.
At all. Oh, well, that was a trick question. I mean, I don't have a girl. That was a trick question. I don't have a girl.
That was a trick question, though. You bring
that,
man.
That was a trick question. He got me. Oh, that's what's up. That's a good one.
All right. I don't have
it. Oh, okay. My bad.
I have a female friend.
Okay.
I have an associate.
An associate.
That's right.
Which is Il-E's grandmother. Mom like Yogi Bandit face, nigga. Come on, man. Where's the help at? Where's that? You know what? Fucking motherfucker. Your father like Blair Underwood.
Your uncle look like Jay Smith, nigga.
Like who?
Jay Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Are we going to talk about the topic?
Your grandmother look like Mega Man.
What's the topic?
Mega Man?
What?
What's the topic?
Yeah, Susie Q's into that Mega Man shit.
Oh, yeah, I would like me a Mega Man boy.
You got SD back there. Pause.
Where's SD? He's still on?
Pause, nigga, pause.
He's still on?
SD.
Yeah.
He's right there.
Look, he's all sad and stuff now.
Hey, come on, shorty.
Cheer up,
SD. Come on, shorty.
Cheer up.
Don't do it to yourself, sir.
Cheer
up. There's so many SD cities out there. Cheer up.
Don't do it to yourself. You're right. It's just another pair.
You're just another
pair of them.
And you gonna see them walk by you.
You're not naked yet. Like, you're still talking. You're not naked yet.
What?
Shouldn't you be naked by now? Shouldn't your legs be over somebody's shoulders right now?
Oh, Lord.
You're right.
Come on, God. Like, I'm trying to sit here. I'm chilling. You want to come on my neck. That's not going to work without you getting your shit flamed.
That's okay. That don't faze me.
Just relax yourself, then. Relax yourself.
You think that shit fazes me? Come on now, nigga,
Nobody was talking to you. And I'm
so
gonna leave it at that.
If
you feel like continuing the conversation, go ahead.
Nah, it's not continuing. I'm starting the conversation.
Might put a titty in that baby's mouth.
I don't do.
Somebody put a titty in that baby's mouth.
whole meth game
in
the same
shot
finger?
Somebody put a fried chicken in that baby's mouth, man. Oh, nigglet baby.
What is that baby? That's a recording?
Nah, I thought it was your baby.
Yo, stop being stupid, Raheem.
Our baby. Stop being stupid, Raheem.
Oh, Lord, now you're talking about our baby. Oh,
Stop hating over there.
Whenever you're ready to make it happen, Susie Q, just let me know, all right?
Yeah, I got you.
I'm on the sideline, just waiting for you to put me in, okay, Coach?
I'm a hater.
Oh, Lord, that's some gay shit.
Don't worry. No.
You hear this gay shit that came out of this nigga's mouth?
Yeah, it is what it is, dog.
Hold on, why is that gay?
And that's what I'm hating on.
Why is that
just
gay?
Let's remember that. That's what I'm hating on. Let's just remember that's what I'm hating on.
Niggas are coming.
Oh, hell. Oh, wait. I think I'm going to hold on a minute. That's it.
Somebody's getting a chainsaw.
Does that chainsaw go between your bush?
that's a vibrator.
Probably is a vibrator. She got sushi sitting and spinning on it with it in her butt. She's trying to come at me, Gene. You see how I be chilling, man?
Uh-huh.
You see how I be chilling in the trenches?
I see the women love, you know, messing with this guy.
Yeah.
They love sparking flames, starting fires.
It's like, it's no matter who it is, God, the niggas always try to come out my neck. When a nigga be chilling and don't be saying nothing to him, it's like, oh, where's this guy at? It doesn't feel right unless he's coming out my neck type shit. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't be understanding that shit, man. I be trying to chill. I was just trying to chill. Niggas wouldn't let me chill. So, I responded how I responded. I don't understand that. Why is it every fucking Puerto Rican I come to a show, I got a problem?
Right. What, did you find the sound effects website?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I got a caller coming on the station. That's it.
Is this another Chula?
She going to let SP know a little something about us.
You know what I'm saying? You see what I was just saying, GQ?
Oh, man, dog. They about to flame broil you like a whopper, nigga.
I wouldn't let it happen.
I'm in the back right now. I don't want to be in this cat fight, man.
I don't cat fight with women, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, she needed some. Obviously, it's obvious. It's a classic case right here.
By herself, does she need some help?
Yeah, exactly. It's a classic case. She needs some help. She needs some help.
Caller, I'm about to unmute you right now just to let you know that parental advisory. Advice.
No, she called. It's cool though. She's calling up with me on her mind.
SP is a lightweight.
And I'm about to unmute you. So it might get sexual because people they tend to do stupid stuff on. We do stupid stuff. It's Angry Bastard Radio. So be prepared for anything. Don't get nervous.
Just state her name first. Don't have her come in here all reckless and wild and shit like that.
Well, she's unmuted now. She's unmuted. Welcome to the show.
Hey, lady.
Hi.
What's your name? Hi.
She sounds like a recording.
You sound like
she sounds like a what? I sound like a what?
Sound like a recording. Sound like a recording.
No, not a recording.
Relax.
You see what I'm saying? This nigga got all that animosity over there. Team
Susie. No animosity. It ain't even no animosity, Jay.
What's going on here? I just came on. Can somebody fill me in? What's going on?
What do you want to know?
What's your name?
My name's Lauren. I just said that.
Your name is Clueless. That's your name, because you don't know what's going on.
I'm Lauren. I'm Lauren, and I'm pretty clueless. What's going on?
What do you know? ASL, Lauren. ASL, right now.
What's ASL?
Hit you with computer talk. Come on, you don't know the computer talk?
Age, location. Wait, I know that. 27, female, Jersey City.
Uh-oh, oh, JC in the building.
Damn, somebody call the cops.
Word, somebody call. Hey, yo, check your wallets. Get your hand out of my pocket, nigga.
Let me look to make sure my car is still outside.
Word.
Jersey.
Make sure the windshield is still in there, too.
So what's this whole thing all about?
All right, well, this is Angry Bastard Radio, and it's a station that lets you speak whatever's on your mind. And actually, we were talking about relationships, and then SD, he's one of the hosts on the show, and we got LE, he's the one with the low-ass phone, and then I'm
holla,
GQ.
Holla.
And oh, yeah. So you said F relationship, well, fuck relationship. So with that being said and done, is it just a smash and go situation?
I didn't
say wham, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
First of all,
answer the question before you do anything.
What do I
look like?
That could have waited until I had to see
answer
the question.
Yeah, that could have waited.
What does her opinion have to do with the way she looks?
That wasn't us. You know how he is.
Because if she's fat, then she shouldn't be talking.
I'm not fat. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Hold on.
Listen, my girl don't have any ugly friends, and she don't have any fat friends.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you sound like you got a little spice in your little attitude. What are you,
she's
thick?
I'm white. No, what's me thick? No, she a nigga.
Ooh.
That doesn't bother me. I'm sorry. I know I'm supposed to be offended, but that doesn't
bother me either. A motherfucker told me to go back to Africa the other day. I said, I'm from New York. I've never been to Africa. How can I go back to Africa? Are you serious? Now, if you'd have said New York, I probably still wouldn't get offended because I'm from New York. So, what's going on? Go back to the swap meet. We got that T-shirt with the yellow stains in it.
At all, right.
I know Raheem ain't talking about T-shirts with no big yellow stains in it. What are you talking about?
Oh, my Lord.
Let's not talk about GQ's dress game real quick. He going to talk about some T-shirts with some yellow stains on it.
See, first of all, I wasn't talking about y'all.
Oh, all right, and I won't say nothing about
this dress game anymore. Since we're already on that topic, GQ is on point as of right now. My game is definitely stepped up. I mean, before I would wear like three sweaters and two hats. I wear a hat, then I have a do-rag and a wave cap and a bandana. Word.
A 2X sweatshirt, a 3X sweatshirt, and a 4X sweatshirt.
But I know he ain't talking.
Hey, listen, you don't even want to go there, pal.
What
station is this anyway?
Let me tell you why you don't want to go there, because I've been fucking.
Nah, this is Blog Talk Radio. It's we're live on the internet radio right now.
Where Raheem gets blasted, because I've been fucking.
How many listeners you got right now?
We have, hold on, let me check.
About 35?
3-4 of us on the phone?
Huh?
What's the website? Can I check it out? What's the website?
Yeah, go to blogtalkradio.com /
blogtalkradio?
Yeah, blogtalkradio.com.
Listen, what's your MySpace?
Blog.
B-L.
Blog Talk. B-L-O-G. TALK Radio, RADIO.com.
We don't do MySpace because we're not thirsty for no niggas.
You know,
oh,
what?
Lord.
I'm glad you
backslash.
That was a test. I'm glad you actually said
that. That was a test.
Backslash.
Angry.
Backslash.
I mean, no, backslash.
Mojave. What the hell is
that? Oh, no. It's backslash AB.
AB or angry?
AB.
AB?
_ radio. Okay, now, first of all, he stepped his game up. He stepped his game up. But back then, when my album was trash,
whoa.
This nigga was rocking Bill Cosby days.
Let me tell you something. Susie has only seen me, I don't know how many times, but when he saw me, was I decent? What the fuck are you laughing for? I'm
going to
cut your ass, you know that?
Wait. I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about something else. I'm not trying to offend LE, so we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about something else.
All right, good.
Oh, why are you going to offend me? Why are you going to offend me and then, huh?
Take the Y off and end the O. Take the Y off and end it with an O. Oh, end it with an O. All right, she doesn't mean boy, she means boo. Because L-E is her boo. Hey, yo, SD, you still there? Yep. Quiet, nigga. Oh, I'm rolling up this block. Hey, put me on speakerphone so I can tell your daughter the truth.
You talking to me?
Daughter, the truth.
Yeah.
I will smack you up, boy.
I'm gonna tell her the truth.
What? That you the daddy?
No. There's not such thing as Santa Claus.
Nah. I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think about that one. Nah, I wouldn't say that. That's harsh.
Kids believe in that shit, man.
Oh, yo, I was in the supermarket the other day, dog. I lied to you. Nah. And it had to, I don't know why it had to be black, man. It had to be black people. The little girl, like little girl was in the chick's arms, and I walked by, and she's like, that's daddy. What, yo? That's foul.
Call who daddy, you?
Call me daddy.
She's like, no, that's not your daddy.
And she turned around and said, I'm sorry. She feels though every guy that she sees is her daddy, but she has a dad.
I had some shit like that happen to me one time, dog. I'm like, yo, shorty, you must be a fucking smut, yo. Got your kick on everybody. You're on the phone. Daddy.
Yeah.
You got to be the most.
Hey, Susie.
I don't think she's on the phone anymore.
I still smell Egyptian dust. I'm sure she's still there. So, Zay.
I think maybe she had a more important phone call to take.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. What's up with you?
What's up?
What's up with you?
What you want to know?
How tall are you?
I want to know the real reason you're on it.
How much money do you have in your bank account right now? How much money do you have in your
bank account?
Hold on.
She's about to answer the question. Wait a minute. What's the real reason you're on it?
What's the real reason I'm on here? Because Susie told me, come on. She said that she needed some help. That she wanted backup.
Exactly. I'm glad. You know what? That. Hold on. I'm going to let y'all finish after I say that. I'm glad. Somebody's thinking about me right now.
Well, she said that you guys are funny as hell and that you guys were getting on her, so for me to call in.
And what was you going to do? Like,
what do you think is going to stop us from getting on you? Because we don't know you?
I ain't scared.
Okay. I'm scared.
The question is not being scared, sweetie. The question is, what were you going to do? Like, you was going to come in here and save the day?
I was going to come in here and see what all this was about.
Oh, I don't know. You guys were funny,
so I figured I'd come on.
I'll tell you what it's about.
And what do you think so far?
So far, I still don't know. And so far, I'm wondering where really went.
I'm not saying anything to your homegirl right now. That's why you don't know what's really going on.
Yeah,
but
I don't know what's going on.
I'm going to fill you in, though. For some reason, me and your homegirl don't see eye to eye. I don't know why. I guess maybe I got problems with everybody that fucking comes on this show, you know? I don't know. I can't
and what's
call
your name?
My name is SD.
Simply Delicious. That's his name.
Nah, negative. Especially Delicious. That's I wouldn't even call myself that. That sounds at home.
Sexy Delight.
Striking these men.
Yo, right there. Yo, Strawberry Dackwire.
You guys high?
Nah, I think these niggas is high.
Hello?
Yeah, I am.
That nigga high. He thinking, I don't know what's wrong.
Can you tell? Hey, yo, Susie.
That bullshit ass, Super Mario music off, nigga.
It's an instrumental, nigga.
Yeah, I know. So that bullshit. Yo, shorty, you smoke, hold on, you smoke trees?
Who's shorty?
You. Lauren. My bad.
What's your name, Lauren?
What's up?
Will you smoke the trees?
Do I smoke weed?
Yeah.
Sometimes, not really.
Okay,
lately.
Okay, you smoke weed. Do you?
Lately.
I know you think.
She really doesn't, actually. She really
doesn't.
Oh,
hold on. Wait a minute. I believe I was asking Lauren.
Yo,
they love you, SD, man. I swear.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to have a casual conversation with the female over here, and then we got this little nigga coming out of nowhere.
Oh, this little nigga.
I don't understand it, but you know what? You got it, shorty. You got it. Anyway, thank you. Anyway, back to back to the real subject at hand here. Do you smoke it? You do smoke it a tweed. You drink, too? I know you drink. You got to drink, because you be shaking your ass in the club.
Wait, how tall is she? How tall are you?
5'7".
How much you weigh?
Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about.
145.
I don't know, man. Hold on, let me ask these questions. What's your cup size?
What's my cup size?
None of your fucking business.
Yeah, for real. What's all this about?
Oh, come on, Susie. Don't hate.
What's your dick size?
Yo,
GQ. What's your cup size?
Asking you what the size of your thing that's swinging out?
Hey, put it like this. If that's what you ask, you're just going to answer that you're going to be fiending over. But
other than that,
yo, GQ, don't go there. Please don't go there, okay? Because I'll put it on blast.
I mean, you can put it on blast, but it's like, there's nothing to put on blast. Like,
put it on blast, girl.
I mean, yeah, let's put it on blast. It's Angry Bastard Radio. Let's go.
No, I'm good.
Ah, Lord, here we go.
Because you're going to get churred.
So, I mean, are we nervous on the cup size?
No, it's a B.
It's a B? So that means you have a big butt.
I do have a big butt. Poor white girl.
I knew it. It's all in the numbers. It's all in the numbers.
I forget she's a Caucasian.
She's a Caucasian, which means her ass is nice.
But
I never messed with a Caucasian before.
Hold on, are you a white girl with a tan?
If it ain't white, it ain't right. You better get with it.
I already know about the white girls. But are you the white girl with the tan, or are you the pale white girl?
I'm on tanning today, so I guess today I'm the white girl with the tan.
Yeah, Susie in the back.
I love her. She's so funny.
I'm surprised he ain't got nothing for her.
I didn't hear what you said.
What did you say?
You said she's the white girl with the tan today, I guess.
I went tanning today.
I don't even know.
She's not pale. She's not pale, if that's what you're asking.
You know what I need? I need a white girl on my roster, man. I just need a white girl on my roster.
You need a whole white girl street team.
Yeah, I do need a white girl. Let's talk. We got to talk serious business because we know what you look like. But can you read?
They don't fucking ask.
Can I read?
Can you read?
Yeah, I actually have a bachelor's degree.
I was just about to say she got a degree, man. You know mommy and daddy paid for that, nigga.
Sure did. What does that mean? My mom
it don't mean anything,
paid for
dog. God, why you always got some off the wall shit to say, dog? Oh my god.
Oh, you see, you was all down for the beefing before. Now you got a problem. What's going on?
So you know what? I'm just going to bust your ass all fucking night now. Because it's obvious that's what you want. You want me to bust your fucking ass all night. I don't feel like busting your ass all night because I got your mom next. So you know what I'm saying? Let me just handle things accordingly. Let me handle things accordingly to the way I like to handle them, please. Come on. You're not gonna throw batteries at anybody's back around here. Like, that's not gonna work. Me and this chick are already at each other's throats since day one before you was even brought into this establishment, L.E. So don't even try to amp something up, because it's not gonna work.
Wow, so you got my mom's over there?
Bitch ass nigga.
Nah, I don't have your mom anymore.
Yeah.
You said you got my mom's over there? What happened?
All these niggas hung up?
Nah, I'm still here. I didn't say that. That wasn't me. That was him.
Where that bitch ass nigga at?
Who's on the phone?
Me, it's me, SD, LE, and your white girl. Lauren.
I have a name.
Your white girl.
I just said Lauren.
Yo, Lauren, let me get some of that Christina Aguilera.
How come white people, or white girls in general, it's like if you say, yeah, that white girl over there, like, oh my God, I got a name. But if you say that black nigga over there, I'd be like, yeah, what's up?
If I was to call you that black nigga over there, you'd say, what, white bitch?
I would laugh my ass off, like, wow, that was funny, she called me a nigga. It sounded cute, but funny. And then I would just go off about my business. I mean, I might throw eggshells at your face, but other than that, I don't know.
Oh, and then what happened? Yeah,
nothing. You know what?
It wasn't worth the breath.
Now you can.
Oh, Lord, man. You know what?
Mm-hmm. I want to know who's on the phone. We got ST and GQ.
Yeah. And LE.
LE's a free team.
LE's in the background touching his twat.
I'm touching his mom's twat, nigga.
Oh,
yeah. He's massaging his twat.
Hold on, female. Say my name again. I want to get something straight. Say, what's my name again? What do they call me around here? Susie.
Wait, it depends on who I'm talking to.
That's SD.
What's the name?
That's nigga you've been talking
about. Don't tell my name.
Wait, SD as in dog?
Yep.
I was calling you the wrong name, Boo Boo. My bad.
I know you were. That's why I brought it to your attention.
Okay. All right. My bad.
It's all good.
I'm sure you get that shit all the time, though. Girls calling you the wrong name.
Yeah. What? You know what's funny about that statement you just made? Because the girls don't know my name. They just know. Let me shut up.
You're right.
The girls, they don't know my name. You're right. I don't tell them my real name anyway, so they won't know my name. Congratulations. I feel appreciated. You make me feel appreciated.
Okay.
As long as you know you're doing your job.
You're done bickering like a bunch of women.
That's your homegirl that always initiates it. You know, I try to be cool with her. She wants the beef. You know what I'm saying? Like, she wants the beef. Like,
nah, you always got something to say.
I mean, she wants the beef.
Why we always got beef?
Beef. Go ahead, beef. Go ahead. I ain't got no problem with it. Go ahead. Beef all day. Because it's obvious you can't do it by yourself because you got your henchmen with you. So.
Holla.
They say your henchmen.
Holla.
I mean, so what's really good?
Saying,
like,
I can't bring.
I can't beef with no one. I don't fight their own battles. Put it like that.
I'm fighting my own battle over here. Negro, please.
Why your homegirl call up? She told me why you...
She
told me.
Get on the
she told me. No, no, no. She told me. No, no, no.
She said you guys were funny,
oh,
but I'm...
Son. No, no, no. She
I said y'all funny-ass niggas, especially DC.
And she wanted a tag team. She never said she couldn't handle it herself, though.
I mean, obviously she can't handle herself because she got you here.
No, I just wanted for her to join the conversation. That's it.
Don't lie.
All right, fine. She was like, call this number and listen to these whack-ass motherfuckers. So I did.
There you go. They are here with these whack-ass motherfuckers.
I didn't say that. She's being funny, stupid-ass. Because you can't accept the compliment when she was giving it to you from the gate.
GQ accepted it.
Someone's talking to you, but do I
GQ accepted it. Oh, we got an L.A. Gator gangster.
L.A. what?
L.A. An L.A. Gator gangster.
L.A. Gator gangster.
Yeah.
Okay, no doubt.
There's some chick on MySpace.
Congrats.
Oh,
I'm on
Facebook.
I'm not on MySpace. I'm on Facebook.
You're on Facebook?
What's the difference?
Yeah. Facebook. I heard Facebook was some other shit. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't
know.
I'm not on either one of them.
What's the difference? What is the difference? You're just, your face is in a book with a thousand, a million other people?
Well, on Facebook, they give you, like, you know, you got to give your government your first and last name. Mm-hmm. Some people.
Oh, hell no. I don't like doing jury duty, let alone that.
Boy,
hell no. Get
that. It is what it is, though. I mean, what's really different about Facebook than anything else, though?
You know what? You don't have to do all the layouts and all that annoying stuff, like all the layouts and the comments. Like, you know, you don't have a layout. You just got a picture and you got, you know, albums,
yeah.
And you don't have to worry about putting backgrounds and all that bullshit.
Facebook basically, your face is just in the book.
Yeah, basically. But you know, then you got albums and then you got pictures and all that stuff. What's your
Facebook? Hey, Lauren, I got a question for you.
They keep asking you for your Facebook.
Hey,
Lauren,
what's your view on a man talking to a female for 7 years that he's never met and being in love?
Damn,
wow.
I say you want crazy ass nigga.
Huh?
I think that's bullshit. I think he's a lame ass nigga.
Lame nigga.
Let me tell you something. Any real nigga would have went to go meet the chick already, cause it ain't even that damn far.
Why haven't they met yet?
But why haven't they met yet?
Cause somebody's in here.
He's gay.
Somebody's
gay.
A scared little boy.
Exactly.
Somebody's a scared little boy, and I'm gonna leave it right there, cause that's
scared little boy.
Because that's what it needs to be. Someone's a scared little boy, and that's what it is.
Hey, Lauren, you know what comment he made to me earlier? He never met this chick before, right? But he's telling me that he don't want to have no kids with no other female but one girl.
That sounds like a nigga that just needs to go just get some ass real quick and then come back down to
come back to reality, right?
Yeah, come back to reality real quick.
Now, repeat what you was about to say. No, I want to say fuck these hoes, nigga.
Why don't he
want
to meet her?
Huh?
If he thinks he's in love, why don't he want to meet her?
Because he's not in love. He's a homosexual. Because he's not in love. Come on, man.
Homo.
Yeah.
It fed that loud ass cough, nigga.
Mister, and it's some of the most disgusting shit I've seen in a very long time. From what I heard, from the story I got on this man, is just some of the most nastiest shit I've heard in my lifetime.
What do you mean?
Right. I mean, just the whole process of how that shit even transpired to where it got to was just very disgusting and downright despicable, if you ask me.
He's talking about you and that chick?
Nah.
I didn't want to put him out there like that, but you know.
Yeah, you know?
leave it
to Susie Q.
And the rap around here.
I believe it.
Let's learn how to keep things under wrap around here.
Yeah, you know? Let's try that, you know?
We try that once in a while, you know? Just to see if we can, you know, can actually maintain that. Every time we come to this point, you know?
Unfortunately.
Okay, you guys are boring me.
All right, goodbye.
Word.
Before you go, goodbye.
Hey, yo, what do you have on right now? Do you have on like a little boy cut panties right now?
She's naked right now. How many times I gotta tell you that?
I'm naked, I am. I'm so naked.
You
know what?
She's naked under the covers with the hot cocoa next to her bed, nigga.
Have you ever been with a black man?
Oh,
have
boy.
I been with a black man? Not since high school.
Oh,
damn.
Lord.
Long time.
So, what's the last race you've been with?
Puerto Rican.
Hold on. Repeat what you said. What's the last person? And please don't let it be one of those beans and rice eating bastards.
Puerto Rican, nigga.
Please don't let it be one of those. Come over here and cut my grass in the midnight hour.
was that he was half Puerto Rican, half Dominican.
All right,
half Puerto Rican, half Dominican?
It's a rap. And it's a rap.
When was the last time you was with a white boy?
I don't think I've ever been with a white boy.
Oh, boy.
You don't think or you don't know?
You don't think? Now, was you that drunk? Was you that
No, I was with one guy that was like half white, but that's the closest thing I've ever been to a white boy.
So how can you slack it on the black?
What?
How can you slack it on the black man?
I don't know. I've been with a lot of Spanish guys.
Listen, she couldn't take it anyway. Don't worry about it, dog.
What did he
say? What did he say?
She cooked naked.
Probably couldn't take it. You'd be curled up in the corner somewhere, calling for your moms. You probably couldn't take it anyway.
Oh, she has some black mambo.
Some black male meat.
Male meat.
Are you saying I need a black man?
Yeah, I might just say that.
You know, that's what these niggas is trying to say.
I'm saying, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
You need to step your game up, all right?
Really? What am I missing?
I guess he's saying step your game up to fuck with a nigga, I guess that's what he's saying.
Exactly,
you know, this would be the perfect weekend.
Oh, Lord.
Just throwing it out there. Anyway,
splashing them out, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to
Have you guys ever been with a white girl?
Hell yeah.
I haven't.
I love white girls.
I haven't.
Love white girls.
So they haven't.
Me, GQ.
I love white
girls. GQ hasn't been with many girls.
Yeah, I've been with all women.
Listen, all you guys.
I don't have time to play.
Why haven't you been with a white girl?
I love white girls.
I was always told that white women are poison.
They are poison, nigga.
And they're trouble. And they're trouble. And they get you locked up quick.
White girls are, hell no, God. White girls are riders, my nigga. They'll never get you locked up, G.
Nope,
yep,
I'm not comfortable.
They'll get you out of jail before they put you in jail, nigga.
Yeah?
Hell yeah. Fuck, are you crazy?
I mean, ever since the world's been changing with these white girls having bodies, I've been actually been like, yo, I need to get smashed off a white girl.
I've been on it before white girls have bodies, dog, because I knew this day would come. You feel me?
I knew this day would come.
I knew this day would come, so they can't say I'm acting brand new to the movement when I was already on it.
Oh, bro.
when I was already on it. I love white women. You can't fool me today. I fucking love white women. What the hell?
Is this SD talking?
Yeah.
love white women. What a passion.
What a passion.
What a passion,
passion
he says.
A mouthful of juicy fruit.
Straight up.
And then I mix it up.
That's just saying Santa Claus.
You know what I like?
That's just saying Santa Claus.
You like white girls at what?
I like girls with Adam's apples.
Oh, Lord.
You like girls
with Adam's apples? Oh, Lord.
Yeah, just, you know.
I know where that's coming from, too. I know where you're going with that one, too.
I'm just saying, man.
Who said that shit?
He's trying to.
Y'all are fucking
stupid, yo. Y'all really
nah, he's not talking about
That was L.E. that said that.
Yo, L.E., that was real, real stupid.
What did I say?
She was expecting
like
it out of
Adam's apples?
Without Adam's apples.
Oh, without?
Yeah.
Look at you get all sensitive.
Oh, all right. I thought he said with Adam's
apples.
Yeah, I was quiet for a second there. I was very confused.
Wow, who did you thought you were talking about?
I still know.
I thought he said I like white girls with Adam's apples.
I still know.
Nah, Susie thought he was talking about something else.
Yes, I damn sure did, too.
Because she has, you know.
I know that SP over there.
Because of her voice.
No.
And what the fuck are you talking about?
Not even. I wasn't even thinking that. Hey, SP, what do you look like? Can I see a picture of you? What do you look like? Yeah, I want to see what SP look like.
First,
you talk a lot of shit over there.
Uh-oh.
You want to see what I look like?
Are they mocking Lauren?
Was somebody
just mocking?
Somebody just mocking?
Yeah, these niggas, you know, they crack me up.
Oh, did you just say these niggers?
That's what I said, these niggers. These damn meatloads. These motherfucking niggers.
Enough. There you go.
Goddamn cock
Oh, Lord.
All right, Ma. It started to get corny now. It was all right when you first started.
You know what?
He's so whack,
you know what
yo,
I'm going to change my life to say, too?
All right. I'm glad. How many times are you going to say the same thing? I'm whack. I'm fucking. I'm ugly.
I never said you were ugly.
Said I'm whack. What else? I'm a nigger.
See how you.
I'm not tall enough for you.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
You're like Point Dexter. You know.
Yeah, like I look like Point Dexter. You know, a lot of shit. I look a lot of shit. I'm 6 feet.
You're 6 feet. Okay. What's your complexion? You light skin? You dark skin? What are you?
I'm dark skinned with chinky ass.
Nah, I'm 12 midnight black. I'm 12 midnight black.
Nah, I'm not midnight black. No way.
You're not like Akon black?
Nah, hell no.
Nah, I'm more like 3 a.m., 3 in the morning black. 3:15 in the morning, precisely.
Hell no.
3:15 in the morning black.
That's not even black, nigga. That shit is fucking...
That shit is bloke.
Word. That shit is
That shit is blokey, black and smoky.
That shit is another color, nigga.
Word.
Yo, where's your MySpace page, ST?
I want to see what I look like.
I called you ST, dog.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't want to see
what I
look like. You can't even get my name right. Why should I tell you more on MySpace? You can't even get my name right.
Hey, if you show me yours, I'll show you mine.
We're not in junior high school anymore, Ma. So you know.
Enough of that. Beta.
As you wish.
So you still got a name like XT, you know, and you're talking about junior high school?
I got a name like what? SD?
Yeah, you got a name like ST.
I mean, you're still not saying my name right, but you know it is what it is.
SD. Sexy Delicious. What does SD stand for
then? Yo, that nigga just said that shit.
What does SD stand for? Because I could think of something.
Sugary donuts.
What do you think it stands for? Come on, I want to hear what the female created. What did you come up with?
I'm sure I wasn't the first to create it though.
What?
But I was thinking more like small dizzle.
Oh my god, SD stands for small dick. Oh!
Oh man.
Sadly, but no, that's not what it stands for.
Oh, alright, my bad.
Sorry, you ain't got to apologize. What do you apologize for?
And I'm sure I wasn't the creator of that name.
I mean, that's the first time I've ever heard that one, honestly.
Oh, what?
Yeah. But congratulations.
You're welcome. No problem.
I mean, I didn't say thank you. I said congratulations.
I know what you said, nigga.
Okay. I'm glad.
You know what? I want to get with a white girl just because the way they moan. Like they.
Oh my god!
That shouldn't be the only reason.
Hey, yo, GQ, you want to hear a girl period moan? What you mean a white girl?
Oh shit!
I can hear a girl anytime. I can hear one right now.
Fuck me good.
So how did that fit?
That's him sitting in the last bond doing himself to porno.
Fuck me.
Don't sound like a white girl.
I'm trying to stop it, but it's not working.
Dude, that's him sitting there fondling himself to gay porn.
Fuck you, nigga.
That sound like a beastie bitch too.
A beastie bitch.
Word. Sound like a real beastie chick with a big mouth and a big tongue.
White girls are like, oh yeah, I'm doing yeah, oh yeah.
That shouldn't be the only reason. That should not be the only reason.
I want one of those. But see, I'm for this white girl. I want one of them business white women that don't look like they mess with
white,
black guys.
Less,
I'm a business white woman, and I don't look like I mess with black guys. Probably because I haven't messed with one since high school.
What's your Facebook page?
You want my government? Like, you want my whole name?
What about your government? Give me your Facebook page.
It's your name. Your Facebook page
is my name.
My Facebook page is my first and last name.
Yeah, don't put that out there.
Yeah, exactly.
He still wants it, though.
Why don't you, is there somewhere I could post the picture?
His cell phone.
Yeah.
Cell phone. But the picture's on my computer, not in my phone.
Ah,
yeah,
nigga,
I want a picture of Susie.
Wait, are you on the computer now?
Yeah.
All right, send it to this email.
What do you want me to send it to?
Send it to Gmail. That's the number 3.
Uh-huh.
WEYES.
3WEYS.
Oh, Lord. WEYES.
Oh, ES.
MEN.
Uh-huh.
At gmail.com.
Okay, so it's 3WEYESAEN at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send you this one.
What'd you say, Ian?
She's probably going to send a picture of Pamela Anderson.
She's going to send a picture of herself. I'm going to send you a few flicks. Yeah, I'm confident. Don't worry.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't afraid, though.
I'm going to send you some ash up. Don't worry.
Send it to I am. Are you ready? Send it to I am.
Ah, nigga, nah. You washed up, nigga. Get out of here. I hang up on you right now, nigga.
Hey,
Nate.
Is that E for
Cody?
And then,
Nate,
and
then,
y'all.
Say, nah,
do
your thing,
dog.
Who's saying to send it to the I am? Is that E or S-E?
That's E.
That was S-E right there.
Mm-hmm. Anybody that knows me know I don't hold my tongue for anyone. Women,
yeah,
niggas.
I know.
So you shouldn't even have to answer that question.
Mm.
It's that bum ass nigga E with the low phone.
Why y'all always talking about my phone? I don't understand that.
Because your phone is shit, nigga.
Your phone's probably talking about your phone.
You paid $500 for a bum ass phone.
Bum ass phone.
Oh boy. You know
I mean, I know you got it. You spending that construction money. Don't get me wrong, but come on.
Put that out there.
You can
hear it in E's voice. He's about to say some type of shite.
Yeah, I know. I know you can spend that construction money, God, but you got to spend it.
Yeah, right? You know what? You know what his new thing is nowadays? His new thing is that I'll be like, you old pound puppy in the face ass nigga. Hey, dude, this is acting. Just like he just did. You know what? You know what, dog? You have no room to talk. And I'm going to leave it like that.
Yeah,
I had to hear that shit. I had to hear that shit when I was a stand. Nah?
Niggas are swaggers, yeah.
People, man, I'd be like, you know what, dog? I'm going to get you in life. It's all right. You're going to be up here, all right? And
All I'm saying is, we got to spend that construction money. Right, Daddy, that's all.
Okay, I got you.
I just sent you four pictures.
Alright. Yo,
playing.
A lot of chicks that Susie chills with aren't.
Right. What about that other girl, Karen? Karen was kind of...
Like, I've seen them, and I picked out every single one. Like, oh, shit, what about her?
Karen is
not
on the team anymore. Nah, we don't fuck with Karen no more.
Karen was
kind of...
Are y'all mess with Karen no more?
Yeah, she's not part of the team.
What about the other chick, that skinny chick? Skinny ass, bony ass chick.
Suella?
Yeah,
she cool.
Sure is cute, but she bony as a motherfucker. Like,
yeah.
Damn, eat something.
Yeah. She's still around, though. Check her email?
That's a fucking goon.
Yeah, hold on. I ain't get it yet.
This thing, Garnett, is a goon. Nigga snuffed him in his face. Call him a bitch ass nigga.
I want to see a picture of SP. I mean, SP.
Did you say SP?
No, my bad. I forgot. You said it was 3WEYESAEN?
MEN, yeah, men. It's 3 wise men.
Oh, 3 wise men. 3WEYES. Oh,
yeah,
I three spelled it wrong. Oh, men. Oh, shit. Well, I got to do it again. Hold up.
Who's laughing like that?
Me.
Oh,
Wait, I got
that.
Do you smoke?
Yeah, that's me.
You smoke?
Nah, I don't smoke.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever smoke?
Like 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
You quit, huh?
I smoked on New Year's too, but that was the last time. That was a year ago.
Okay.
Be wise, man. Okay. I just resent it.
Right. Man, she just knows she's fine.
Yep.
She knows it.
She don't play.
Damn, I got that shit quick as shit.
Yeah. Quick, ain't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can reply back with a picture of SD. Yeah, we want to see SD. Cause I know what
SD,
I know what
SD,
you and
SD,
he look like.
She's a jerk.
They love me. They love me. They love me.
I do. I want to see a picture.
I love you too, girl.
Yeah, I want to see a picture because you know you sound real smooth over there.
I sound real what over here?
I sound real smooth over there.
Oh,
smooth.
Now I sound smooth. Okay, no doubt. No doubt. Who you think? Do you think I'm got my hard hat on, shorty?
Nigga, I ain't beating you down with no game. What you talking about?
You don't got hard hat. I got my hard hat on.
Nah.
With the chin strap.
With the chin strap. Yeah. Oh, with the chin strap, so I don't fall on my chin.
A chin bag.
Nah, I don't carry chin bags, fam.
No chin bags?
Nah, we don't carry those.
Uh-uh.
We try to stay away from the chin bags.
Hold
on, what's popping? Hold on, what you talking about?
Hey, yo, GQ, calm down.
Be easy, GQ. I was about to just come out with it, so let me fall back. We are on radio right now. Yo.
Right.
What's so hard about saying she looks good or she doesn't? Like, what the fuck?
Yo, dog.
Yo, my girl is fly. Don't ever get dog.
Let him know, GQ. She's popping.
Yo.
She's popping.
Not on duty. That's all I gotta say.
Not on duty.
Oh.
No, in other words, not on duty in a very good way. Oh my lord.
All right.
That's right.
She wanted the white girl that I was talking about. Like they walk by and you're like, get the fuck out of here. And I guarantee you she don't mess with black guys. Like, where the fuck did you get all that? Like what black girl, Spanish girl, did you run down in the alleyway and snatch their asses off of them and put it in your pants? Like, I don't understand.
Hold on, her booty look like beans on top of drums.
Word.
She got the jeans on top of drums ass?
Yeah, two drums.
Oh, man.
For each cheek.
Let's go, white girl. Let's go, Christina. Damn.
She has a very large ass. Oh, my lord.
I mean, okay. All right. Congratulations.
I mean, it's not like they low. It's just that it's rock.
Hold on. What does the rest of her look like, though?
What's the rest of her look like?
Yeah.
The breast?
No, the rest.
Nah,
not the
breast.
I have perky boobs, and my boobs ain't that big. I'm small, I'm perky.
I don't keep
my shirt on. What can I say?
It's not gonna matter.
I ain't gonna lie.
He wants to know exactly like the rest, like face and all that. She's cute. She's a cutie.
I don't know everything, God.
She's a cutie. She got a nice body. She don't look like she dates brothers at all.
now I know what kind of white girl she is.
And her dress game is definitely on point.
Of course, she's a fucking white girl.
And she has a large ass. Oh my lord! Like this one picture, you can see the shadow of one of her ass cheeks. Like, oh my lord! You know what? This shit is pissing me off. I'm getting on this fucking page.
That's what's up, though. I'm not even mad at you. She got niggas not even want to look at her shit.
Yo, I don't steer you wrong. Come on now.
She got niggas not even wanting to stay on the picture.
Well, dog, it's pissing me off. Like, she's not even near me right now. So it's like, damn, what the fuck? I'm not even looking at these pictures, man.
That's what's up, though. I like that. That's what's up.
I still want to see a picture of SD. Is that LE talking?
No, that's SD. LE's in the background touching his twat again.
Oh.
He's touching his twat and massaging his calves at the same time.
Quiet when they supposed to be, the next minute the other one is not. I don't understand. I'm getting confused.
Because a nigga ain't trying to talk to you all day.
Word? That's not what I'm even trying to say, you stupid ass.
I'm so used to you coming at me all the time. It's a natural reaction with you. That's why I just be shutting up sometimes and don't say nothing.
That's all right, yo. I've been giving you props all the time. That's all right. Now you trying to play me? It's good.
I got a quick question. Hold on, shorty. When it comes to you, I don't know whether you're getting on me or trying to show me love. So I don't fucking know these things. You understand me?
Is it gay for a man to sit down when he pees?
I would think so, unless he's taking.
Why does it make him gay?
What if his legs are just tired?
Huh?
Why does his legs are gay? What if a nigga just woke up?
Yeah, what if his legs is tired? What if he got done walking a mile barefooted?
He can't stand up, he can't hold it. He's drunk.
I mean, what if a nigga just woke up, just turned out of bed, gotta go take a piss, and don't want to fucking stand?
Word.
Oh. I don't know.
Am I still considered a kid if I peed in bed yesterday?
Yeah, you are. No, you're
or if I piss in a bottle?
No, you're a homo for that.
A homo for that?
Yeah, you're a homo for that.
For peeing in
the bed? Still peeing in the bed, you're a homo for that.
Oh, shit.
Peeing in the cup or a plastic bottle or some shit.
Uh-huh.
That's just fucking lazy, but, you know, I guess it gets the job done.
Oh, I did that.
If you did what?
Ew.
Peed in a Snapple bottle.
Whoa.
I had that shit. She's probably drunk.
She was probably drunk as shit. How did you do that?
You
know what
I mean?
She's probably in a dark ass alley and just.
No, it wasn't. It was in the car.
Oh,
okay. Oh, my God.
Damn.
Who did that? Wait, what was this?
It was in the car. I was on my way driving to South Carolina and I didn't feel like stopping.
Yo, shorty, on the real? I just learned a lot right there.
So she cocked over. She cocked over.
Okay.
Nah, it's not even that. Hold on. I just learned a lot right there. What kind of car was this?
It was a rental. I don't remember what it was.
Was it a big car? Was it a small car?
Nah, it was a small car, I think.
Yeah, you know some tricks. I know now. Now I'm starting to believe you. You know some tricks.
You know some tricks.
I'm starting to believe you now. You know some tricks. Because if you can maneuver around a motherfucking small ass.
What are you talking about? All you do is sit down on a seat and keep your legs and stick the bottle to your damn hole. It's not that hard.
And keep the choke in the bottle in alignment.
No, I wasn't wearing a shirt.
If you're a stripper at a male bar, are you a homosexual?
If you're a male stripper at a male bar?
Oh, yeah. Hell
yeah.
Yeah, that would mean that you're a stripper at a gay bar.
Right.
So does that make you gay?
Yeah. No, it means that you want to make some money because those gay guys got money.
That means you're homo.
No, I knew a straight guy. I knew a straight guy that danced at a gay club and he used to make mad money.
Yeah, of course he's making mad money because he's landing.
Did he pronounce the word the with an S?
I don't know. The gay guys used to like him because he was
he's letting niggas
like a challenge.
That's disgusting. He's letting niggas fondle him for a few dollars.
Yeah, that's nasty. That's ugly.
That's ugly.
That's disgusting. But if you want to call him straight, if you want to call him straight for that, I understand.
Yeah, he's straight, all right.
What about a female? Female.
He's straight up gay.
Dancing at a lesbian club. Would that make her gay?
Yeah. Wait, what happened?
So,
if a female
did it.
I mean, of course it would. Why wouldn't it?
Yeah, that means.
I don't think it would.
It'll make her gay, but.
Unless she's doing private shows.
It would make her gay, but, you know, it doesn't. Pussy on top of pussy looks better than manhood on top of manhood.
This ain't about what looks better. This is about, you know, kind of.
Yeah, she is gay.
Yeah, it's like the guy's a carpet muncher and she's a carpet muncher as well.
Okay, so if a girl kisses another girl, does that make her a lesbian?
No, of course.
Sexual, yeah, that's curious.
Of course
that's,
it does.
Yeah. Oh, it's curious.
You know, you're
lesbian.
It doesn't make him gay. Like you said, it makes him curious.
All right, so a man taking a shower with another man but not touching him, is he gay?
It happens every day in jail.
Oh, wow.
That would make him gay, though. Niggas, when I was used to be on a motherfucking basketball team, niggas team showers. Nigga, like, you gotta fucking keep your body clean. I ain't thinking about no other nigga and what the fuck they got. I'm in my motherfucking corner. I'm in my corner.
Wait, guys, I'm
minding my business.
Do you guys ever peek at each other? Like, do you guys get curious what the nigga next to you got?
Nah.
Whoa.
I'm serious. Like, do you get curious?
I know you're serious.
You know what I heard?
You know what those people are called? Those people are called meat gazers.
This guy that was in jail had told me, right, that, you know, when it's time for you to go in the shower, that, like, the big dick guys shower with the big dick guys and the little dick guys shower with the little dick guys because the little dick guys are too embarrassed to be around the big dick guys. And it's kind of like a silent understanding that everyone has.
Okay, it's all men in there, so there should be no type of attraction going on at all. Like, we're all men. We all have, you know, schlongs.
That's how
I know. Have any of you ever been locked up before?
My mom locked me in the basement the other day, but that's about it.
I'm not here to compete with the next man's dick. You feel me?
Yeah, but aren't you curious? Like, don't you want to know if yours is big? Like, how do you know if yours is big if you haven't seen what else is out there?
If the girl,
it looks pretty big to me.
Like, you never peek.
I'll go by my own assumptions. I don't need the next nigga's manhood to know.
My ex-girl calls me Winky. That's my nickname.
Like, yeah, nigga, I've been lunching before. I ain't do no crazy stretch, though, but I don't know, nigga, I ain't play that shower shit. Get the fuck out of here.
I showered by myself.
I didn't stand in a huddle of men and shower with them. I showered by myself. And that's basically it. Like, big guy shower.
In other words, he took a couple of shitty water out the toilet and poured it on himself. While the other
bird bath in the toilet.
Yeah, bird bath in the toilet.
In the tin toilet.
In the
tin toilet, nigga. You know what it is.
The tin toilet.
You know what it is, nigga. Straight up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, Lauren.
No good.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend?
What am I doing this weekend?
Yeah.
I heard I might go to Susie to Atlantic City, but I don't know. I wish somebody would send me some pictures first of the attendees. Yeah, we need to Yeah, like, you know, listen, I got a whole team of fly girls that can come, but if I see some pictures of attendees, that could, you know, influence the decision.
Yeah, I'm not
going to
be the only chicks there, God.
Yo, shut up, Ed.
What are you thinking? Nah, fuck that. Because y'all not going to be the only chicks there, girl. Y'all acting like y'all going to be the only bitches in the
y'all
fucking
like
spot.
Y'all going to be the only niggas there, too.
Right there. So what are you talking about? So what are you talking about?
Okay, so
what are
you
talking about?
You don't want me to come?
Well,
why you don't want me to come?
Excuse me. Let that young man speak for himself. GQ would like
you
to be there.
GQ
would like you to be there.
I didn't want you to come. What I'm saying is, y'all need to act like y'all gonna be the only women there.
Excuse me.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that Atlantic City.
GQ would like you to be there.
Listen, Atlantic City.
But I'm not buying no drink.
Obviously you are because you're drooling all over her right now. So obviously you are.
I'm not buying no drink.
I am not T-Pain.
Hold on. I bet you one of them girls get you to buy your drink.
Oh,
negative.
I mean, GQ
was
definitely
buying
drinks.
How about that?
Buying a bottle. How about that?
Yeah, I'm buying a bottle. I ain't gonna front. I don't drink little shit. I buy bottles.
So you're gonna buy a bottle then? All right.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
All right, went from the glass to the bottle. Okay, no doubt.
This is a bottle of water. You know what I mean?
Bottle of fucking Poland Springs, nigga.
Aquafina, because I get it for free.
Nah, get some fucking Fiji, nigga.
Listen, Atlantic City,
Listen, guys, Atlantic City is like a 2-hour drive. Can I at least see some pictures of some?
Well, pause. First of all, where are you at?
I'm in Jersey City.
That's not a 2-hour drive.
Yeah, then how far is it?
It's like maybe an hour.
Have you ever been to Atlantic City, Shorty?
It's not 2 hours.
No, it's more than an hour. It's more than an
hour. It's 1.5 hours, 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's more than an hour. And I drive.
What way do you go?
I got a heavy foot. I go on the Parkway to the Atlantic City Expressway.
Oh, yeah, it might take that long, yeah.
I'm going to have to put you guys on hold. Hold on. Does my phone beeping? Hold on.
Look at all stupid and shit. That was me that beeped.
Oh, my bad. I'm washing dishes. It sounded like my
phone. That nigga said all stupid and shit.
Yeah, I know. You know what, nigga?
She just heard that.
Look, man, she'll continue to come at me for the remainder of the evening and let you niggas get away with the slick shit.
Nah, actually, I was going to say, yo, you know what? Never mind. You a mess.
I am a mess, buddy. You're right. You're right. I am a mess.
You mess. I was trying to squash it, and you always got something to say. I don't understand this.
Hey, when I don't have nothing to say, it's like, why aren't you saying anything? But when I do have something to say, it's
actually,
fucking up,
actually, I think,
man.
I was talking to E at that moment, actually.
Oh.
I'm sorry, boo-boo.
I'm going to hop right and hold my pom-poms. Come on, man. Put your pom-poms away, nigga.
Pom-poms. Hey, yo, E, are you going?
To what, 18? What is it?
Yeah. I hate niggas
this
like
time,
that.
Hold on. This time, can you make it an AC without pissing on any walls?
Yeah, I think so. Hopefully.
All right. I mean, can we make it to AC without any warrants, please?
I got Sunday off. All I know, in the hotel, it has, I was actually plotting on somebody, but the hotels come with two bedrooms. They come with two beds. So.
What's that nigga spending the night out there?
Yeah, we spending the night.
All right, y'all can have that one.
I'm plotting on some AC women.
Y'all can have that one.
Oh, no, SP, you not coming?
Nah, I don't spin nice. I don't spin nice. I'm not away from my hood.
No, I'm saying, though, but,
you know. You got a curfew?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
But, though, you failed to realize that we're going to the club, and the club is going to be over like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
I do.
So who wants to drive straight back, you know what I mean?
I do have a curfew. Yeah, you're right. I got to be home by a certain hour.
All right. I was just asking. That's all. No big deal. I was just asking.
It's all right.
Yeah, I think I might have to spread some of the black love to some Susie Juice females.
Listen, nobody wants your black love. Get out of here.
Okay, never mind then. I guess I'll have to spread it to the AC women then.
There you
that
go,
shit
Mala.
Was a doozy. That was a doozy.
Oh, man. You know,
all I know is that somebody's daughter is getting smashed off tonight. I mean, tomorrow. Or next weekend.
I guess Susie. I could see that nigga with a
nose.
Are you going to be going by yourself?
We're definitely going to have a talk.
Nah, she's going to bring her white girl.
No, GQ was picking me up.
Oh, GQ?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
Because I was told we'd be picking up other people, too.
Who was he picking up?
You, 6'4", I guess SD's not going now, so.
Okay. Who is the seller, right?
And her white girl.
I think SD a little scared. That's why he ain't
coming. Hold on,
right.
Right,
Shorty, I am scared. You're right. You're absolutely right.
No, I know. And that Shorty shit is, like, played out, you know, back in, like...
I don't care what it is. Like, you've been played out the whole time, but have I said anything? No, I haven't. I sat here and I dealt with it. And the batteries don't work. Batteries not included. But you know, it is what it is. What's your name? Susie Q. All right, I got to remember that. Susie Q.
Oh.
Got to remember that. I'm scared. You're right, I am scared, you know.
I know.
A nigga that doesn't get any pussy, you know. I'm kind of scared, you know.
Hey, yo, Susie Q, you got nails?
It ain't even about getting pussy.
Susie Q, you got nails?
No, I don't.
I got a booger.
I got a booger in my nose, and it's too deep. I need, like, something that's long, like a nail or...
What is it about?
Right.
word or a twig or something.
I just want to, I mean, what is it about, Shirley? I mean, what, Susie Q, my bad. What is it about, though?
I'm just saying, it ain't about getting pussy. That's what I'm saying.
What is it about, though?
It's about you being scared because you was talking all that shit about how
that's
big you
was
and all that shit.
That's what it's about. It's about me being scared. All right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Because you was talking all that shit.
You're absolutely right.
And now
no
you know.
One.
How did they
no
ride
one.
On the corner?
No one.
All I know is that they better not play no reggae. It's rap.
I'm supposed to jump out the window for y'all? Like, for you?
Boom,
I ain't gonna
boom.
Say y'all.
You are so...
I ain't gonna
aww.
Say y'all. I'm supposed to jump out the window for you, shorty? Jump, how high?
Aww.
How high you want me to jump? You ain't gonna get me no pussy,
aww.
I ain't with it.
Don't get sensitive. It's
alright. Not reason to be sensitive. I got curfew, I'm scared, I'm ugly.
I never said you were ugly. Why you keep saying that? You confused me with the other chick that said that shit.
And why he's laughing at that one.
I wasn't expecting anybody to
laugh.
I got yellow teeth.
What else is going on here? Did I miss anything?
I didn't
anything?
Say that. I asked you. I asked you.
Garlic makes my feet stink. Continue. Go ahead.
Did I miss anything? I said I was scared, right? Yeah. I think I covered them all.
How old are you?
I'm old.
I can make a booger talk.
I'm old enough. What do you want to say back?
I'm old enough to buy liquor. So like,
you hear that steak?
You're not really. No, you're
about this nigga's about to get put over his knee.
I was going to throw that out. I forget it.
Damn, that was a lot of dishes.
That's why you gotta, you know, just buy plastic and throw that shit up.
Wait up. Do the long throw with the backstroke.
Hey, well, Susie, what's your view on long distance relationships? Like, you know, a chick being in Puerto Rico.
It ain't happening, Jake. Aw, you see how I have a little,
You don't even know what the fuck.
Yeah,
you
I can't tell you right now. You lucky. You good.
It's all good.
What, mannequin?
It just makes me know that I'm on your mind.
A pound puppy?
It just lets me know I'm on your mind. Thank you.
A mentor?
A fan.
Yo, she called you a groupie, dog. She called you a groupie, man.
Yo, she called you a groupie, man. Let me pull my pom-poms back out of here. Come on, dog. I heard what she said. I had to elaborate it, man. You don't have to show your vagina.
I had to elaborate. Just
you
in case you didn't hear it.
You can show your vagina another time.
Oh, Lord.
You expose your vagina another time.
Oh, man.
Another time.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, baby girl?
Girl, I was thinking about you all night. What?
Hold on one second.
I'm serious.
She put you on hold, dog. She put you on hold, nigga. And the thing about it, you on hold right now, nigga. You quiet as hell right now. He wasn't gonna talk until she came back.
Oh man.
What are you doing?
Cool.
Hello? You.
I'm cleaning my kitchen right now.
Listen, send me a picture.
Excuse me?
Send
Who's
me a
this?
Picture.
I wanna see the picture of the jewelry you're selling.
It's not jewelry. They're Gucci watches.
Oh.
And the male one is sold. The male one is sold already, huh?
Figures.
Real?
Of course they're real.
Yeah. Where are you getting them from?
I got it from the Gucci store, but I have a connect, so I got
the boot. The bootleg man on Fordham Road.
On,
the Bronx.
Yeah, yeah, right, right,
how
right,
much,
right.
How much are they?
The watch is $1,500, but I got it for $3. So,
so
I bought
you,
two of them,
for?
And I was gonna sell. I was selling one for $3.
Okay. You have a girl's one?
I have two girls' ones. Real nice.
Yeah?
I bought 3 for me and realized I don't need 3 fucking watches. I don't know why I went crazy when I went to the store. I think I saw the prices and got excited.
Yeah, that's what you have. What else can you get from the Gucci store?
That's it right now.
You can't get no bags?
I can, but not right now. I have to wait until it's only certain times that, like, the inside friends and family sale comes.
Okay. All right.
Somebody's phone
right
is
now.
About to die.
That
you heard that, right? You heard that.
That's my phone.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I just heard somebody's shit beep, so I figured.
Shit sound like an alarm clock.
Anyway, whatever.
That microwave radio you got, Jordy.
This is stupid.
Who needs Christmas presents for their girlfriends?
Oh!
I said, who needs Christmas presents for their girlfriends?
I do.
Word.
I want to buy
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that nigga do.
I want to buy something for you.
Oh.
Hey, SD.
What do you want?
Yeah.
What's your view on women that rule their men? Like.
The women that rule their men?
Like, that man pretty much is the female of the relationship.
That's how D would be if he was dealing with me.
Oh, because every man that she's come in contact
with. I love
that.
Hold on. Yo, I love you too, Susie. I love you too, Mama. It's all right.
That sounds kind of good right there.
But what's my view on the men acting like they're the tampons in the family?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Maybe he should wear the tampons and the blouse and the bra and all that shit, because that shit is disgusting, G.
Like a chick, a guy that calls his girl as soon as he gets off of work.
That's my boyfriend.
I mean, that sounds like a
Virgo. I wasn't going to put it out there, but I mean.
Sounds like a Virgo.
Nah, it's actually a Libra. Hold on.
A Libra? Okay, that's even closer. It's even worse.
You know what he sounds like?
It's even worse.
Sounds like a pussy.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Definitely sounds like a pussy.
And the thing that sucks about it is that Sun is younger than her.
Yo, my girl lost connection and she said she can't get back on.
Call on three-way because the show is actually over. So it won't. You know, let me unmute anybody.
Oh, so we not live anymore?
No, we're not live. We're actually just recording. It's recording, but it's not live anymore. Call on three-way.
The downloadable content.
I'll give you her number. I can't call her on three-way. Something's wrong with my phone. It's not giving me the option.
Don't give him the number.
Yeah, this is on air. Is it 344?
Yeah.
All right.
See how we like to try to keep things under wrap around here?
Mm-hmm. You should try it someday.
Who is it?
Hello?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Call her now.
Okay.
Who is it?
Let's go, Lee.
Yo, SD, you on my face?
On my face.
I said, are you on my space?
Yeah, I ain't been to that shit in so damn long. Go to my Moco. I'll go to my Moco space.
Hello.
Put in Moco space.
Yeah.
/special_delivery.
Hold on, Moco space. What else?
What are you guys doing?
.com.
We're still on the radio, but it's not live anymore. It's just recording now.
/special
_delivery.
And she's giving him his MySpace. I mean, he's giving her his MySpace.
Who?
That's his Moco space.
Susie.
Who's giving her the MySpace?
What's
Moco.
The hell is a Moco space?
Moco space. Susie
oh,
is. Me, this guy. SD's giving out his Moco space.
Oh, I want to see a picture of SD.
Yo, what's Moco space, yo?
It's a mobile phone.
MySpace.
It's a mobile phone MySpace.
Basically.
What's the website?
Moco space.
M-O-C-O?
M-O-C-O, yes.
Moco space. What is the rest?
MocoSpace.com.
You look like somebody. Who is it?
Like MocoSpace.com, then what?
/special_delivery.
Yo, E.
Yo, you kind of look buddy. Like you kind of look like that guy from
Trash Man.
Stomp the Yard.
Who? Come here, talking about Nick Cannon.
You know Nick Cannon.
Try to hate me, right?
In that movie.
Oh, that's Drumline. I'm thinking of. When you said Stomp the Yard, I forgot the nigga's name. I don't know what you're talking about. I know you're talking about. I just forgot his name.
Yeah, the one that's gay in real life. No, but that's not what I meant. SV.
Stop throwing punches on the low, dog. She gnawing at your ankles right now, dog.
Are you done with the pom poms yet?
Oh, man.
The guy from Stomp the Yard as, what's that black girl's name?
Done with the pom poms, dog? God damn.
Pom pom. Pom pom.
Everything. Pom pom. It's all right, though.
Pom pom.
I only get to see one picture.
I
only get to see this one picture of you.
Yep. That's all you need.
No. It's black and white. Your black and white always makes you look a little better.
Come on. Stop it. I understand, though.
Yeah, there's nothing to understand. I'm just saying.
Dry ass lips, nigga.
That's a whistle, you dickhead, nigga.
Dry ass lips, nigga. What you thought I said, nigga?
I said it's a whistle, dickhead, nigga. And why you focus on the next man's lips, faggot?
Moment of silence for that, nigga. Anyway, you get a bunch of dots after that one. Moment of silence. Yo.
Exactly.
Who's in the room?
Who's in the room like we on a chat?
Who's in the room?
Exactly. That's how you know he had no response to what I said.
Oh, man. I don't care.
Who's in the room?
You got two lovely women on the line. You focused on me. Come on, man. Get out of here.
Who's in the room?
Hey, Susie. I let your phone die. Where's your homegirl at?
No, my phone. I'm
on the phone.
All right, hold up. So, hey, Laura, what's your view on, like, how do you like your men? Do you like your men to be, you know, the controlling one, or do you like to control your man?
Well, you know you like them boys whipped. You know you like them niggas whipped. Look, that's why you're laughing.
A little bit of both, you know?
Yeah.
You got to have some type of balls, don't you?
Yeah, I like a man that could take charge. I don't want to have to hold somebody's hand.
So, like, take charge, like...
You also don't want to be slammed around on that, huh?
Exactly.
Okay.
Well,
I just had to see what I can get away with.
I don't mind
being slammed around.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you like to get slammed around?
I don't mind.
You get busted with a light bulb?
Like, grabbed by your throat, you know, and just throwing around the closet and shit?
Oh, boy.
Can I lift you up?
Yo, my dude did, yo, so I swear to my word to my mother, my son, my nigga did this shit to his chick last night. Like, I'm trying to prevent this shit from going down. Like, yo, chill, God. It's not even that serious, G. Like, he was using this chick as, like, a broom, God. Like, he was using that as a broom, my nigga. Like, he was fucking back and forth with this bitch everywhere, son. Just flinging her. Bang, 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 bang. I'm like, damn, nigga, like. Don't you think you've thrown her into enough shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, word. Like, don't you think you've thrown her into enough shit, dog? Like, it's not even that serious, dog. Like, you're going to fuck around and hurt this bitch in here. And then I gotta be the one that's sitting here waiting for the fucking police to come because she needs a fucking witness. Nah, that's not me, G. I might be an asshole, but I don't believe in that shit, God. I know niggas that do, though. I've seen niggas fuck a bitch up.
That's corny, though. Like, yeah,
it's corny. I can justify why the nigga I seen beat the bitch up. I could justify it. Like, you know what I'm saying? If the chick is going to jump up in the nigga face thinking that she's a fucking nigga, you're gonna get handled like a nigga.
Yeah, but you could throw the bitch. You throw the bitch through a wall.
It ain't no throwing, Jay. It ain't no throwing. You can't do that anymore with these chicks, man.
I don't have that.
You gotta find out what you can get away with. Like, you gotta make a bitch nail on some rice or something.
I don't like to get beat up by guys, so I choose not to hit men.
That's what white girls. That's why I like white women. You understand what I'm saying?
For real, a man's a man. At the end of the day, no matter how small he is, a man could probably fuck you up because he's a man. So
yeah,
I don't know
for
real. But what if you can do more push-ups than your man? Then what?
What?
Damn shame.
What if you can do more push-ups than your man? Then what?
Man, push-ups, not them push-ups, not them girly push-ups on your knees.
I'm talking about the man push-ups. Come on, nigga. I did 10. You only did 1.
I was about to say, I bet you this nigga JJ probably can't even do 10.
Nah, nigga, I can bang some push-ups out. I'm a lazy piece of shit, but I'll bang some push-ups out, nigga.
All right.
That's one thing that I took with that challenge program. I can bang it. I'm a lazy, fat piece of shit.
Just making sure niggas can lock out, man. When it's time to get big, just making sure niggas lock out, G. Straight up.
Yeah. I just know this one dude we used to make fun of because his girl can do more push-ups than him.
Mm-hmm. You talking about this?
I don't even think I could do one push-up.
I know this one dude. They always talk about themselves.
I know this one dude that what?
No.
I mean, whoever hears what he says, he has a low phone. He's like the guy on the couch. He's like the guy on the couch.
I'm here.
What? Why? You don't want to be here for Susie? Is that what it is?
All this muscle talk was scaring me. I wanted to make sure I had another female.
Listen, why don't you guys get on top of each other? Why don't you kiss real quick?
We are on top of each other. Why don't you come over and hold the video camera?
Not on duty. Yeah, take your turn, though. I'm better first.
There's a lot of talking, but it shouldn't be any talking. If there's any time I'm in the presence of a woman, there should be no talking going on, unless it's my mom. Pause.
Nah, your mom shouldn't even be talking either, nigga.
Nah, she shouldn't. She just have this schlong in her mouth. We're talking about his mom's.
What?
So his mom needs to have her mouth open with my schlong in it.
I let it go through, you bastard.
What did he say?
Oh, no, just ignore him. Yeah. shit. So, hey, Lauren.
Yes.
I'm not going to ask you that. Never mind. I was about to go
Axel,
too deep.
Stop being gay. Axel.
Fuck it. Do you have a fat pussy?
Ooh.
Do I have a fat pussy?
Yeah.
You have a big dick?
Hell no.
Oh.
Lord, come on. See, Susie's never seen my penis cock, okay?
Penis cock. Penis cock.
But you know what? She's right. I have a little small penis. So now that you have that answer, do you have a fat pussy?
I don't know.
Well, hold on. What makes
what
it fat?
You mean
you ain't got the money yet?
Right there. What makes it fat?
What do you mean you ain't got the money yet?
She don't know.
Hey,
Who's a fat cootie or not? She don't know.
We're like this.
You know,
when you put on tights, right?
Uh-huh.
You see, like, you know, like your pussy area. Is it poking out
a little bit?
Sure. Like a speed bump? Does it look like a speed bump?
A little speed bump.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, you got a little fatty.
Last time you looked at your cat, mom.
What's your lips?
What's my what? What's my looks?
What's your lips? What's your vaginal lips? Vagina?
What does that mean?
Fuck all that. Are you a squirter?
Am I a squirter?
Yeah.
Come on. I don't know.
Oh, wow. That's a damn shame. You never had a man to help you squirt? Mm.
Oh, yeah.
That's not easy to do.
Oh, it's not easy to do with the wrong, lame nigga. But if you with the right guy, oh, it's very easy to do.
Nah, believe me. I'm with the right guy, and ain't no squirting involved.
Yeah, exactly my point. All women can do it. You just got to have that miracle worker. And obviously, you ain't got him. You have an immigrant.
Young
got an immigration worker.
Could be them young stallions that make you squirt.
Mm-hmm.
Could be them young stallions that make you squirt.
I have a young stallion, and I don't squirt.
Does he smoke?
Exactly.
Nah, he don't smoke. Nope.
And then
smoking stuff ain't got nothing to do with it. I made this Puerto Rican squirt the other day. I thought she pissed on me. I was tight.
She probably did piss on you.
I don't know, but it actually turned me on even deeper, and I just went in. He got some stories, too.
Listen, in the mouth, dog.
Oh, that's
the
worst.
You got squirted in your mouth?
That's the worst.
In my mouth, and I was
like,
listen, this tastes like pee, but...
That is disgusting, Jay.
It came from your vagina.
Y'all niggas is disgusting.
Has to be. Squirting.
Yeah, them bitches pissed on their niggas.
Yeah, that's disgusting, right? Y'all niggas is disgusting for that.
Because
truthfully, most girls probably
shower,
don't
ladies.
Squirt.
Ladies.
No, they all do. You just gotta have the right guy, or the girl has to really know her body in order to do it.
I know my body.
I think you got
it.
You got pounded
on
that pussy, pounded on that pussy nonstop.
Like a lot of dudes, when they go down on chicks, they don't know exactly what the hell they're doing.
You are right about that. A lot of them don't know.
And it's like, as of now, I'm on point. I just won't go down there with anybody because, I mean, a lot of bitches' pussy smell like hot dog water. So it's like.
Before your time.
Oh, hello. You don't eat everybody out. You just suck everybody's toes.
No. Those, you got to be special to get that. And unfortunately, there was this one lovely female that. I don't want to drop no names, but she has some sexy toes.
Sexy exotic toes
at that.
Now you spoken more. Now you talking more my speed now, dog. I could do the toes. I could do the toes, bro.
Like I was dipping it in pickle juice and corn syrup.
I'm not doing all that, but you know.
You gotta get into it, man.
Not no pickle juice, my nigga.
Not a pickle.
SD.
Yeah.
You do the toes?
Yeah, I fucks with the toes. Oh yeah.
I actually met a girl that actually had an orgasm over me sucking her toes.
Yeah, I handled the toes. Don't get it twisted. But dipping them in fucking pickle water and all that is not,
Yeah.
I don't think so. That's not the route I would go with it.
Kind of nasty right
there,
dog.
Yeah, that is kind of nasty. Pickle juice? Yeah, no way.
I mean,
I'm hoping he was saying that to be funny.
Hot sauce.
Oh my god, you watch too much of it. You know what you watch too much of? You watch too
next
much
Friday?
Motherfucking, nah, not next Friday. Motherfucking Don't Be a Menace South Central, nigga. You watch too much of that shit. Nigga for the hot sauce on the bitch's nasty ass feet.
Oh yeah.
Her feet was mad nasty, god. Fucking what was her name in that shit? Dashiki, nigga from Penetration Boulevard.
Word. Lauren, do you give oral sex?
Do I give oral sex? Of course.
No. Everybody does that.
Well, it's a law. Everyone should.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. See, that's how you know you're
dealing with
grown
great.
Women.
No. Not good.
That's
great
how you know
oral
you're dealing
sex.
With grown women.
I give great.
Hold on. Do you gag?
White girls give the white girls.
Only in the morning. In the morning sometimes. I might catch a gag.
Best time to get back.
No, I know, but sometimes in the morning, like, you know, you wake up a little nauseous and just, you know,
Susie Q, do you?
Do I what?
Do you give oral?
Yes, I do to my man.
And do you have the gag reflex?
Yo, I know some. I was just waiting for one of you two to answer like that. I was waiting.
Why do you always have to say that to my man?
I knew that was gonna come. Yes, I give oral to my man.
I have a man. What you want me to say?
I understand.
Yeah, I give oral around the motherfucking block.
You know what
I mean? Say all that. All he did.
We did. All I asked was, do you do oral sex?
That's all he asked.
It wasn't an invitation.
He didn't ask you, do you give oral to your man? He just asked you, do you give oral? That's it.
But the next question is, do you have that gag reflex? Like, you know.
Straight up, do you have the gagger, the no gagger? That's important.
It depends. It depends on the size.
Okay.
What size do you prefer?
Because that's really not a no gagger. But, you know.
No, the size don't bother me. Like I said, just sometimes in the morning, like, I don't know.
So you can fit a cucumber down your throat and not gag?
What about?
I won't gag.
Damn.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, what is true?
She's lying.
I don't have that reflex, God.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
I mean, they kind of invented it.
God,
I mean,
why do you think niggas is always
going to... White girls invented oral sex?
Oh, yeah.
How do you figure?
Yeah, because y'all do it the best. I was told. I've never experienced it, but I was told.
Nah, they do it the best.
From what I see on pornos,
you know why they do it the best is because they're not fucking stingy like the black chicks. The black chicks will do it, but they'll be half-ass with it. A white chick goes.
That's corny. If you're gonna be half-ass with it, you might as well not do it at
girl,
all.
A white girl goes in on that shit. You hear me? Goes in. Like... You'll be wanting to pull your shit out of her mouth. That's how much she goes in, God. Goes in.
Is that how you get that long?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm stereotyping every white girl pretty much is like that, G. I'm telling
you. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
I mean, I just think in general, anything you're going
to
do, you should be good at it.
Yeah,
you know?
Of
like, why
do
anything half-assed?
Of course. You should do it to the max. Of course. But
like why?
No one,
why do anything half-assed, you know?
No one does it to the max like a white girl, though. I'm just letting the family know. I'm just letting the family know.
Oh, girl.
Talk about fitting cock and balls in your mouth. What? What? Why are you coming? Oh, my God. You never
Yo,
want to leave
come,
white.
How come my boyfriend don't like that?
Like what?
You don't like what?
He's a fool. Leave that nigga.
He doesn't like you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what? You said he don't like oral sex?
No, he does, but he doesn't like when I, like, lick his balls.
What?
He's gay, that's why.
Like, he says it tickles or something.
Listen,
I mean,
he
said tickles, but
he got
to man up.
He doesn't like when you
do it. You got to man up. You got to man up, G. Of course it tickles.
He's, like, real ticklish, though, like, with everything.
Oh,
that shit gets
on
my nerves.
Sure. Pretty feminine,
he's gay.
In fact.
He's gay.
I mean, that's not gay. I wouldn't call it gay. It's borderline feminine. That's all.
I'm sorry. It's faggish. Faggish.
Faggish.
Even when I go, like, to kiss his neck, like, when I'm licking his neck or, like, towards his ear, he moves.
So what you're saying is that he's not gay. He's not gay. He's just gay.
What? Oh, boy.
He's not a fag. He's just a fag.
Yeah, come on.
Exactly.
Come on, niggas.
Yeah, I think he just needs to. He just needs to suck it up.
Yeah, he do need to suck it up, G. Straight
he's
up.
Going, what are you saying? Like he's ticklish.
You know
like
what? It
what?
Is? Wait, Susie. You know what it is? He like. Wait, I know what it is. Susie, you know what it is? He likes it, but he's like afraid to like it.
Well, he's afraid to like what?
Be afraid of? How could you be afraid to like a woman sucking on your ball? Oh my God.
Because like maybe he thinks he's gonna come real fast or something. So maybe.
Wait, give a fuck. Sucking on your what?
On his balls, nigga, on his fucking back.
Well, maybe he thinks he's going to come fast, and then maybe, like, you know, he doesn't want to disappoint her.
It's all in his mind. It's all in his fucking mind.
Not
I mean,
the stamina's on point. Like, everything else is on
point. I mean, that's not what we're discussing here. It's all in his mind. Like, the shit is all in his mind. He's a loser for thinking he's going to fucking come fast. And since you're going to think that, that's what's probably going to, 9 times out of 10, that's probably what's going
to
happen.
You better tell him to get some of that China brush.
Queer.
Word, you might want to get him some China brush. I might help him out.
I don't know, but that shit gets on my motherfucking nerve.
So
he gets all ticklish when you're licking his balls.
No, not even that. But I'm like, even when I'm kissing on his, like, licking on his neck, he, like, moves his face to the side, like, you know, like,
blocks
his back.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He blocks it, and he said it tickles.
He blocks
it. Oh, my Lord.
Blocks it.
That shit don't tickle me. That, if you suck on my neck, you about to get something popping.
Yo, you suck on my neck, you'll get my dick hard. You'll do a lot of things. You'll do a lot of things with just sucking on the neck.
And laughing is not one of them.
Oh, straight up. Turning away
is that one. Laughing. Stop. That tickles.
Yeah, straight up. Straight up. That tickles. Fuck
out of here. Yeah, I don't understand.
Only thing I won't let a chick do is suck on my fucking nipples. That's the only thing I won't let a chick do.
Oh, yeah. Nah, dog. I'll let that pop off.
I wonder if guys like that or not. I think. Well,
Paul, I'm sure me. I love that. I love that. I love it.
Okay,
I love it.
No, I heard that.
I love it.
Damn, relax, niggas. We are
the new. But see, you can't just lick. You got to bite. Like, oh.
Some guys like it. Some guys don't. I don't know.
He don't like that shit either.
Be rough with the nipples. You got to be rough with the nipples.
He don't get.
Yeah, that's cool. You got to be rough with the nipples. That makes me want to just, curve your neck and just go in.
But he tells me he don't get no feeling from that whatsoever.
You don't.
He has no nerves, and he has no nerves in the nipples.
You know what? Every guy is different with that.
I mean, you're going to suck on my nipples.
It sounds like someone lit a torch to his nipples. He don't have no feeling. He ain't got no nerves.
I'll just be sitting there like, wow, this girl is really sucking on my nipples, and I could be sucking on hers.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't really like sucking on nipples either, though, you know?
Whoa! Let's talk about that. Like, do you mess with the girls? You get down with girls?
No.
You bump titties?
Not even close. Not even close.
No.
Oh, you never accidentally bumped into a girl's titties in the shower? Accidentally?
No.
You wouldn't let a chick. You wouldn't let a chick eat you out?
I never have.
So a pussy has never accidentally landed on your face?
No, I know. Pussy has never accidentally fell out of the sky on my face, no. Can't say it's happened.
Oh, okay.
He said to a pussy never accidentally landed on her face. He is something. I tell you. Oh, shit. Has it ever fell in your mouth?
I knew that was coming. I knew that shit was. Whoa, what you say out here for, dog?
Have you ever bumped into your boy and like, ooh, what was that?
Talking to you.
Is that a roll of quarters, nigga?
Roll of quarters.
Nigga said a roll of quarters. That was funny.
Hell no.
That was funny.
None of that extra shit you about to say, you know. None of that shit happened.
Only,
I love
only,
coochie too much.
Only twat hit your lips?
Only twat. And I'm talking about twat that was born twat. Not no surgery twat.
Oh, brother.
Twat.
Wow. Are you, like, bringing up painful memories right now or something?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I am.
Yes.
Who is right. This? 772. Hold on.
Are you putting my number out there for shorty?
Or, nah, it's the clinic. They got our test results back.
They're positive.
That's that late night call.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Susie in the background. Don't be talking about my girl like that.
It's Susie, yeah. Talking abuser. What you got?
Oh, you know what Susie sound like, yo? Yo, you knew it was coming. She sounds just like Miss Jerry from Martin.
Oh, like who?
Miss Jerry from Martin Lawrence.
Miss Jerry. Oh shit. She's trying to play you, shorty.
Nah. She had jokes with me all night, man. Then my manhood was small, types of shit.
You know that was funny. You know, you said
nah,
Ms.
but that's
Jerry.
But that's not a joke. That's
oh.
That one.
You see what I'm talking about?
Said you're supposed to hit it with my shorty, you right. My dick is only 2 inches.
From the ground.
Don't you hate when people call you by accident?
No.
Yeah. If that was by accident, you was on the phone pretty long.
That That's what I'm saying.
Because I was trying to listen to hear who it was. Like, I heard people in the background. I was trying to see if I recognized anybody.
You mean by that? I thought you
were. Yeah, like they leaned on, no, like somebody leaned on the phone and dialed me, and it wasn't a number that I had programmed, and I just heard like a bunch of people, and I'm like, who the hell is that?
I'm going to hit Susie off with the little man quote.
The little man bingo?
Yeah, it ain't about the size that matters. It's
about
the motion in the ocean. Yeah.
Motion
I don't know about
ocean.
All that. I
the
think
little
I have
man.
To disagree. I have to disagree with that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
of course
I must you do. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Because I know.
Okay,
so
you need some finger for all that booty, huh?
There's some finger. So wait, what you're saying is
some finger for all that booty.
So what you're saying is it can never be too big. So if a man comes up to
yes, I never said that. Yes, it can be too big.
Oh, it definitely could be too big for shit.
So are you saying that 11 and up is too big?
No,
10 and up?
Yeah, that's too damn big.
Yeah, too big.
10 and up is too big?
10 is good. No, 10 is nice. 10 is nice.
No,
So what about a 7 3/4 quarters?
7 could work. 7 works.
7 could work?
What about a pinky?
7 works.
Well,
but a pinky,
but... You know what?
I'm seeing you.
Width, but wait. Width is more important than length. I hope you know that.
Because I have a thick, but it's like a thick 4.
Because long and skinny is what?
It's a thick 4. I mean,
he's
4 is cool, right? It's thick, though. It's thick, but it's a 4.
Yo, the funny part about it is he ain't even lying.
But see, the thing about it is, I won't be hurting you, but I will give you a mouthful.
This nigga's stupid.
Long and skinny is
stick,
so boring.
The 6'4", B.
The 6'4".
Stupid, God. Oh, man.
Nah, that wouldn't do nothing over here.
Yeah, long and skinny is so boring.
I think
that
8 inches is good. That's like perfect.
It's perfect. 8 is a perfect.
Yeah. 8 is a perfect? But you said 10 was a perfect.
What?
You just said 10 was perfect.
I said 10's good, but not 8's perfect. Like 10 is
8
perfect.
Is perfect.
If it's like an 8 and it's a fat 8, for that.
You know, I'm going to have to do some research, get a penis pump, you know, get it to 8. You know, I just need 4 more inches and I'm good.
Fuck
a penis pump. Pull out the yard
tape.
I'm digging
a
vacuum cleaner.
Pull out the yard tape, man.
7 more inches and I'm all right. I'm a thick one right now.
I'm
thick one and a half.
A thick one and a half. Boy, you got to add a half.
Yeah, that nigga is fucking stupid.
Oh, man.
So good.
See what y'all done started.
Hey, Lord. Hey, Law, what do you do?
I'm handling a thick one and a half.
What do I do?
Yeah.
I work. I'm the assistant to the president at a chemical company.
Oh, shit. They make anthrax.
Dow?
What?
Dow? Yeah. Chemical company?
No, it's at a chemical company. It's they make adhesives.
Okay.
Where do you work, in Jersey?
Yeah, Newark.
Newark.
You hear it, knock. Yeah, a little sexy accent. Knock.
Newark, New York.
You mean Newark, New Jersey? Yeah, knock.
Knock.
Newark.
Well, I guess, you know.
Knock.
Sound like you're saying New York fast.
Knock.
A lot of people from Jersey call Newark, Newark. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Just like in Philly, niggas.
Like,
just like in Philly, niggas call each other ball. Yo, that's my ball. Get the fuck out of here.
Niggas call Philly filthy or some shit like that.
That's my balls, John. Me and my Jones.
I'm from North Filthy.
North Filthy. Susie Q used to say Wouda.
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 I used to say that shit. Like when I was saying like goodbye to someone, I used to just say Wouda.
Wouda.
I don't say that shit.
Wouda.
Wouda. Let's go, Lake.
Wouda.
Wait. Yeah, is this, would you consider this some gangster?
Who is this again calling me? Hold on.
Oh, Lord. It's a pizza man.
Are you supposed to feel like
I'm hungry.
It's a taxi that's outside your crib. Forgot to pay that nigga.
We eating?
I'm hungry.
What you cooking?
Oh, shit.
when you're not.
You cooking, G?
Nah, nah, nah. I don't know about that stuff.
All right, so we'll be what you ordering.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
What you ordering?
Nothing.
Oh, what you heat? What you reheating?
I don't have any food in here.
Oh, really?
Why you ain't got no food?
Ooh,
got,
I got
bored. The next question is, what are you thinking about eating that you're not going to eat?
Well, you want to know what I have in my house? I have so much leftover Boston Market. I went there on some
Ooh,
and ordered like every,
Boston Market is slamming, nigga. I don't know what you're talking about. Boston Market is slamming.
I got white chicken. I got macaroni and cheese.
Yo, that's today. Y'all call that chicken, B?
I got mashed potatoes.
Y'all call that chicken,
Now, the question is, first of all, what are you? Are you Italian?
No, I'm Irish.
You're 100% Irish?
Irish and German.
Oh, yeah, so you a drinker, huh?
That means you're drinking under the table and probably fuck the shit out of you.
That's
Damn,
right.
All of that.
Of course, all of that, man. Of course. What do you mean, all that?
Are you good with your lips?
Yeah.
Of course she is, man.
Brother,
of course she is.
What's fucking all these fucking questions?
I mean...
Are you good with your lips?
Work.
Why are you asking all these damn questions?
This is Angry Bastard Radio. This is a station that lets you speak your mind. That's on my mind, damn it.
You told me this was about a damn love. You in love with
That love shit is over with.
That was over with. Now, this is X-rated Angry Bastard Radio.
This is lust, man.
This is lust. That was love. This is lust.
Oh, okay.
Oh, don't get all sensitive on me now. What are you eating, ice cubes?
Are your lips wet? I'm just asking a question.
Yo, I got a question. Fucking, is it ghetto to go to a restaurant and after you're done eating, take the knives, forks, spoons, and ketchup bottles?
Oh, yeah, that's ghetto.
Who's doing that? Who's really doing that, G?
I used to steal a ketchup from the restaurant.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
At one point, me and Karen had like 18 bottles of ketchup in the house.
Oh, man. Why?
Steal the ketchup.
The worst a nigga did was just go to a restaurant and basically take that shit over. Like,
nah, I used to say, I mean, I ain't gonna say used to.
Ooh, you know what I like? You know when they got the little tiny mini jars? Like when they got the mini jars of jelly?
Yeah, I'll take them all and put them on our table.
Whoa. Yeah, Lauren. Yeah, that's ghetto as shit. But she over here talking about how she be taking the fucking the jelly containers
only
and shit.
Only when they come in a jar. Like, you know, some like little fancy restaurants give you those little tiny jars.
Uh-huh.
They're cute. Or the little tiny hot sauces. They're real tiny. They're cute.
Always those.
Yo, Lauren, you know what? You have a fat ass. That should be, yo. This just pissed me off, guys. I don't know. Maybe this
my fat ass has to do with me stealing jelly jam.
I don't even know. I stole jelly and jam, and I'm like, oh, my Lord, she has a large ass.
I'm sorry.
Don't say they.
Say this, nigga.
Don't say they. All right.
Say this. Say this, nigga. I'm still waiting.
Hey, yo, L.E.,
I'm here, player.
All we do is go to restaurants and take this shit over. Golden Corral.
Crew member.
Fucking manager, man. Shout out to crew manager, B. I swear to you. Shout out to crew manager.
All right, we don't know about this stuff.
So, yo, are you coming? Are you going to the, are you coming out here? Lauren?
I don't know. Thinking about it. Where's the party at?
It's in Club Pool. Ooh, and you can bring your bathing suit.
Richmond Terrace.
And you can bring your bathing suit.
Richmond.
Yo, we're going to this.
Body's in your mouth.
Richmond Terrace.
Everyone's coming. Yo,
Richmond Terrace.
The place is at fucking, it's in Atlantic City in the Harris. It's in Atlantic City.
What's the occasion? It's somebody's birthday or something?
Yeah, it's my sister's birthday. And
Ooh,
she's,
right?
Nah, we're not going there. What we're going to is Club Pool. It's this this club in the Harris Hotel where it's a big ass. It's a club. It has two floors, but it has a big ass pool in the middle of the club.
All right, the pool won't be being used.
That shit is hot.
Can you
and you're allowed to bring, you know, you can bring your bathing suits and all that shit. You can stand around,
drink.
Mean,
you know what? I've seen pictures of that place. I've seen pictures of that from the clubs. I've seen pictures of that place.
Yeah.
Are you really using the pool in this?
Yeah, place? Like, you can go in the pool. Like, you can go change up and go in the pool and chill. And then come out and go drinking and, like, yeah. It's shit is going to be tight.
Yeah, I know. They did a big party there. I think it was 4th of July weekend. They did a big party over there.
Yeah, so this shit's gonna be jumping, and they play all types of music: hip hop, reggaeton, trance, all types of shit. They got two floors. I mean, I know the drinks is gonna be out of this world, but I'll be good entering the club. I'll be good. All I want is two shots of Patron and a Blue Electric. I'm good.
What the hell is a Blue Electric?
Blue Electric is it's kind of like a Long Island iced tea, but it's light blue.
Man, why do you make things complicated? I just drink Henny. Drink Henny, call it a day. Why make it a complicated?
Wow.
Blue Electric.
Oh Lord.
Patron.
I need something sweet. I can't have that. Hey, I can't stand Henny.
Then chase it with a Red Bull.
Yeah. Well, I could always just get a Grey Goose and Red Bull. I mean, I could always do that.
Exactly why I don't drink, bro.
That's why. I mean, I'm gonna be more lit than drunk.
Straight up, I don't drink. I can't do that drinking shit because I don't know how to fucking act when I'm drunk.
But see, I got Sunday off the next day, so I'm a wild out. And I got a hotel room? Wildin' out. Wildin' out. So, you know, it is what it is. I got to recuperate somehow. And they got in Atlantic City, they got a little, they don't call it Crown Fry. They call it some other shit.
It ain't Kennedy.
I think it's a Kennedy. I got a Kennedy chicken. Open 24 hours.
What you mean? They eat Kennedy's authentic shit, nigga.
No, it ain't.
Nah,
what you mean, no, it ain't?
Y'all niggas ain't from New York, that's why.
Is there a Boston Market nearby?
Ew. He's an ew.
Ew.
I don't know. I doubt it.
I'm just kidding.
I'm gonna be so
lit. I'm probably gonna walk the boardwalk in the cold.
I'm not with all of that.
Yeah, Rob's
yeah,
on that boardwalk.
I'm not with all of that.
You get bombed?
I said robbed.
Nah, they won't rob me. I know that.
Oh, work.
Atlantic City's bad.
Atlantic City is bad. It's effed up. But if you go into certain parts, and the cops are dickheads.
Yeah.
Very dickheadish.
And the prostitutes.
I remember one time me and Ace, we was walking on the street, and the prostitutes was walking towards us, but then they walked across the street and turned their heads. Well, what the fuck is that all about? And Ace is like, oh, nah, because they didn't want to come out of pocket or some shit like that.
What?
Like, if they look at you, and if I'm a pimp and they look at you, I think that means that I now own them. So they don't want to be out of pocket. So they cross the street and look the other way.
Those are high class hoes then.
Yeah, I got it.
That shit sound real whack.
I mean, it does, but I think this shit is real dumb.
Go to ATL, nigga. Them sluts are sluts, nigga.
Oh, yeah?
Them prostitutes are sluts, nigga.
Question.
Don't go to Hawaii. All the prostitutes out there are men.
Oh!
Yeah, that's true.
Serious. I saw a whole big HBO doc. You know how HBO likes to do hookers at the Point and hookers at Atlantic City? Well, they did hookers in Honolulu,
yeah,
and guess what? They were all men. Hookers
all of them? Not one woman?
It was like one woman, and that was it. And the rest of them, when I'm telling you, they look like girls. They're like girls. Like,
that's
like
true.
They were even,
yo.
Like, they were like average looking. Like, you know, you would think it was
yo.
A girl, because, you know,
yo.
Like.
Nah, fuck that. You ain't fooling me. I want to hear that. I want to hear that high
yeah,
pitch.
Yeah, nigga.
I want to hear that high pitch.
Beautiful, man.
Yeah,
all right,
nigga.
Nah, I know.
You think so?
It was this
nigga.
White girl. Her name was Barbecue, and
with a name like that,
she actually won like the number one like transvestite of the year because that's how good like you know she looked, and she was a hooker. And there was this other Filipino girl that looked like they all look like females, but they all
fuck that.
Barbecue
you can't put one past me. I'm good.
Keep that in mind.
My nigga. I was watching some real sexual TV, God. And I swear to God, yo, this dude looks just like a fucking chick in the face, God. I swear to you, fucking titties, fucking perfect face. And when he showed the lower half, I was like, oh, my God.
See, nigga, you know it's a man now. Don't stop
You know it's a man now, God. Straight up. Like, I was watching this taxi cab confession shit, and I thought it was a chick the whole time in the backseat, God. Whole time. Sound like a chick and everything, G. I'm sitting there fooled the whole time. Like, yo, this bitch look aight. Like, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, yeah, this, that, and the third. I got this, I got that. I'm like, oh, man, that's not a good look.
They know they say women with deep voices or ugly voices are attractive.
That shit wasn't deep, son. Like, that shit was like normal, like a regular female voice, God. And then the nigga was like, yeah, my man be this, that, and going down on me. And I'm like, whoa. Going down on you, what? I'm like, oh, man, that's disgusting.
Nah, man, I'm telling motherfuckers to give me a high note. Give me a high note.
I've been to Atlanta. I've been to Atlanta. And motherfucking looking across the street at these prostitute bitches I think is bitches, and they niggas. I'm like, ew. That shit is disgusting. Only thing I don't like about fucking being old out of town, Atlanta and shit like that, is that niggas be trying to get you. Like, niggas will try to get you, bro. I know why they call that shit the trap now. Niggas are trying to trap your ass off.
Have you been trapped before?
Nah, I ain't never been trapped.
This nigga 6'4" got trapped before.
Mhm. Yeah, them Brooklyn niggas broke.
Yeah, he was. We was at the train station.
Yeah, them Brooklyn niggas broke in his locker.
Where you guys from?
What happened?
I live in Jersey. I'm in South Jersey.
Whack ass Staten Island.
I live in Minnesota.
Go Timberwolves.
Yeah. Your phone sounds like it's in Minnesota.
Go Timberwolves.
Word. So we're at the train station and the phone rings, payphone. So 6'4" answers the phone.
Oh, Lord.
And he's talking to this shim, thinking that it was a chick, but it was fucking shim. So we get to grandma's crib in Brooklyn. And, you know, he gives the number out, and this shim calls the house. So I'm, you know, all pissy-eyed. I'm a fucking old poop butt. I'm picked up the phone to listen to see what was going on. So they're having a little conversation, you know, they're doing the vibe and all. He's like, yeah, I want to see you, this and that. So it got to the, so what do you look like? And the shim was like, oh, well, I'm pretty much no different than you. So he was like, nah, I mean, what, you black? I mean, nah, I'm just asking. Like, he's like, no, I'm a man.
So
he's like, yo, motherfucker, don't ever call this house again.
Yeah, yo, tell E about Duke that we was going to chat on with earlier.
What?
All right, guys, my phone's about to die, so I got to hang up.
So what's up, baby girl? You coming through or what?
You ain't give me a number yet, man. You can't hang up.
I don't even know who you are.
You know who I am. It's a special delivery, baby. Come get your delivery right. Get a dose.
Get my delivery right.
Come get a dose.
A dose.
I'm on my way.
Hey, Susie Q.
I make house calls and all that.
Mm. Yo, try to convince your homegirl to come with you.
There's no convincing. If she's down, she's down. If not, you know.
Yo, where my picture at, yo?
Nah, you don't get one of those, man. I ain't sharing this
picture. Nice, guys. It was nice meeting you.
Yeah, you take care.
Bye.
Keep eating those potatoes. Keep eating those potatoes. And then
goodbye.
Grit.
Keep drinking that milk, girl.
Word. Keep eating them cookies.
Yo,
going straight to that.
Let's keep eating them Wheaties.
Word, them Wheaties.
Yeah, y'all real stupid.
Yo, keep eating that tofu and shit.
Susie, man, where my picture at, man?
Who's this?
This is a special delivery.
That's sugar donuts.
Oh, Papa.
Sugar dumplings. Pause. Hey, yo, Susie, what's up with your white girl?
Listen, she don't fuck with black niggas, yo.
Why not?
Are you serious?
Yeah, she don't like black guys.
Why don't she like black guys?
I'm not going to say she don't like them, but she hasn't fucked with one in a long time, so I can't talk for her.
All right, so what about this then? Here's the question. This maybe this.